Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast
today.
And it's 4:02 on a Monday afternoon. Welcome in Eastern Iowa. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 1600 AM. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio and this program right here, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gyms, respectively, in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. Mondays on the program, presented by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. You can find them in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Randy's has been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years, and they invite you to stop into one of their two showrooms to find out why. We've got a fantastic program for you coming up today. Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com will set history here on this program. I think it's the first time we've ever talked about the Kentucky Derby after it was over. Ed is going to join us coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes to take us inside Churchill Downs and what went down with the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Needless to say, game winner was not a game winner. 319-366-1600 is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. We'll also catch up later on in the 6 o'clock hour with Isaiah Fullard, a member of the Iowa baseball program from right in our backyard at Iowa City West. Went to Kirkwood and matriculated to the Hawkeye program. Iowa taking 2 of 3 from UC Irvine over the weekend as they emerge in the top 25 at D1Baseball.com, the RPI gets a huge boost, and now it's just time for maintenance. It's like losing weight, and then you go into the maintenance stage of the program, which is where I usually struggle. You've boosted the RPI, now you just have to maintain things through the next 2 weeks of the regular season into the conference tournament. The Hawkeyes will wind up the final appearance at Duane Banks Field this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they host Michigan State. We're going to get to some NBA and NHL playoffs as well. And if I'm not mistaken, Alex, there may have been a pretty high-profile baseball series over the weekend.
There was. Can we get to Game 7 of that NHL series first? Can we lead the show with that?
No. I think we would be doing a large for the listenership a disservice if we did not mention the Astros and the Angels playing the Mexico series in Monterey. What'd you think I was going to bring up?
I literally thought it was going to be the Astros and the Indians.
And
it
Alex
was on the
Bregman
board.
Grand Slam yesterday. Holy cow.
Beautiful Monterey.
The Cubs swept the Cardinals over the weekend.
They certainly did. It was...
I don't think I'm breaking any news here, but...
You're not. I caught a little bit of Saturday's game, and I told you this morning that I knew that it was not going to be the Cardinals weekend. I knew it was the Cubs weekend when they gave up a grand slam to Taylor.
To who?
To Taylor Davis.
Here's all you need to know. He's the guy who's famous for looking into the camera in Des Moines when he was in AAA, because he's been in AAA for the better part, I think, the last 5 years. He's a really great guy. I've met him and talked with him before.
Seems very interesting.
I think he's going to wind up, I would be shocked if he does not wind up in coaching or some sort of front office role after his major league career is over. But all you need to know about Taylor Davis is that most of the people who cover the Cubs still struggle with Taylor and Tyler when tweeting about him. I saw at least 2 beat writers, and perhaps it was an autocorrect error, but references to Tyler Davis over the weekend. Taylor Davis' first career home run. It's a grand slam on Saturday.
I mean, it was unbelievable because I'm sitting there watching this game. The Cardinals get a 5-1 lead. They blow a bunch of opportunities against Darvish. I thought that it could have been a lot worse. Darvish was really wild and got some very timely strikeouts. The Cardinals struggle with runners in scoring position. But Mike Schilt decides, all right, they're going to walk Schwarber. And you're thinking, this is great. Bases loaded for this guy. The first time he was at the plate, he looked like a pitcher hitting. I mean, he is flailing so wildly, he would have needed a boat oar to make contact with the ball.
He is much better defensively than he is offensively, and he's not normally the Cubs' backup catcher. That's Victor Caratini,
right,
who tonight is going to run into the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Colonels are on the road in South Bend. Victor Caratini beginning a rehab assignment, so he will face Colonels pitching this evening. And we'll keep you abreast of the Colonels' road trip as they are out of town for the next week. However, there is Midwest League Baseball here in Eastern Iowa, just a few minutes away, depending on where you live as you listen to us. The Quad Cities River Bandits hosting the Lansing Lugnuts, managed by former Colonel Dallas McPherson. 6:30, I think, all three games,
yes.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Iowa City.
Head down there after work.
And it's easy for you with living in Iowa City. Admission is free for all three of those games.
Makes it easy.
It's definitely an enticement to show up and watch some baseball at Duane Banks Field. All they are asking, and you can show up and go in for free, they're not going to hassle you, but they are asking anybody who attends the games to make a free will donation that will go to flood recovery efforts in the Quad Cities. And I think all of us in Eastern Iowa, especially this portion of the state, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, recall the generosity that folks in the Quad Cities and elsewhere had for this part of the region back in 2008, so maybe it's an opportunity to pay it forward. The Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line is available for you, 319-366-1600. We'll get to more of the Cubs and Cardinals coming up over the course of the next 2.5 hours. And I want to touch on the Minnesota Twins as well. You can hear the Twins right here on 107.5 FM, our North Gym frequency, all season long, because they appear to be in the driver's seat in the AL Central, and I have no sympathy for the Cleveland Indians. They deserve to be exactly in the position that they are. Plus, coming up today, your opportunity to play and win with us. It's the return, the highly anticipated return of Race to Win. 15 great prizes, and if you were listening to the gym class earlier today, you know that squares number 7 and number 20 have been revealed, and they did not match up. So all 30 squares are available for the choosing. We've got 15 tremendous prizes for you. We will run those down later on in the show. But the grand prize, as it is every year, 6 general admission passes to the Indianapolis 500. So be listening for your chance to win, and you can go ahead and put that on the docket right now. We're going to play Race to Win tonight just one time and one time only on the show, and that will come up at about 5:40, just to make sure. If you check in a little early, there's no penalty, but we'll play on the back half of hour number 2.
Now, I have to ask you this, Todd. I know you're the racing rules expert here on the show.
I am far from that.
But you're allowed to cut people off in racing, right? There are no lanes in the Indianapolis 500. Correct?
I believe it's frowned upon if you are swerving all over the track.
But if you're getting positioning, little bump here, slide in there, that's okay.
I think you can get by with that. Now, horse racing, as many people learned for the first time ever on Saturday, there's a little bit of an issue with that. And funny story, and that's, you know what, I got to stop saying this. I work so hard worrying about what other people say. I need to start worrying about what I say all the time, because sooner or later it's going to get me into trouble. But
wait, so you don't want to say funny story
because I know it's not that funny. But I was at the Colonels game for a little bit on Saturday night, and they always put the Derby on the scoreboard because it's before the game starts. And so the minute, and I hadn't been paying much attention, I had let my interests be known at twinspires.com. Ed DeRosa joining us coming up in about 10 minutes, and I'll leave it at that. I had my horse picked out. I was on the game winner train, and I took one look at the track, and I turned to the person who was standing next to me, and I said, "Holy smokes, I don't like that at all. I would, if I had $20, I would just take a look at the odds, find a horse that was somewhere north of 30-1, and plop $20 down on said horse. Because when it's a sloppy track like that, you never know the mutters how they're going to run." And I don't think for a second that it did not affect the outcome of the race. However, This was history, and that's why we've got Ed coming up with us in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. If you were watching the Kentucky Derby on Saturday or listening to it here on KGYM, you know that Maximum Security won the race, and then about 25 minutes later was disqualified.
Now, the
Country Home.
Yes, Country Home won. Country Home was the runner-up.
65-1, I think, the odds on Country Home to win?
Yes. Was Country Home the biggest long shot in the race?
I believe it. I remember looking. There may have been an 80-1. I'm trying to remember the odds closer to post time.
But, I mean, this was one
Country
of the...
Country House. Show some respect, damn it.
No,
that horse won.
Okay.
You don't even know his name.
I'll ask Ed DeRosa this, but horse racing guy out there, please help me out.
We got enough guys out there. We don't need to light the bat signal for any
horse
more
horse racing
of them.
Guy, you hear me? Okay, my question has to do with the fact that Maximum Security was disqualified because he basically cut off War of Will, right?
War of Will, I believe, was the horse, yes.
Now, War of Will was in position...
Not War of Will Kane.
To make a run. I believe War of Will came in third, well, right?
War of Will Kane would have Dallas Cowboys silks.
Well, yeah.
Just be blue and silver.
Why didn't War of Will get the nod if the penalty that was given to Maximum Security directly affected War of Will?
It still goes to order of finish.
Okay, so it just automatically goes to runner-up.
But as I explained to you, why this is, it's a safety rule. You'll hear, I'm sure Ed will explain this in much better detail than I possibly could, but the rule is in place as a safety issue because you have these magnificent beasts thundering down the track. And if you're swerving all over the place, it's kind
of
like
very little people up on top
like
of them.
It's like texting
yes.
and driving. I know everybody here has seen somebody who's on their phone texting and driving. I know I used to do it. I don't do it anymore. I've taken the United Fire pledge not to drive distracted, and hopefully you do too. You learn more about that at various events that we're out and about in the area here with KGYM and our other stations. But if you've seen somebody texting and driving, you know they're not staying in their lane. They'll drift over into your lane. They'll drift over onto the shoulder, and it's a safety issue not only for the jockeys, but for the horses themselves. Because the last thing that any of these trainers or owners want is to have to euthanize one of these animals, which is worth a lot of money to them, and it's also bad for the sport. Look at the Santa Anita headlines that I'm sure dozens of people in Eastern Iowa are aware of. The number of deaths there, and we're in an age where we're increasingly focusing on things that maybe weren't the focus 30, 40, 50 years ago. And we've seen this greyhound racing has essentially gone the way of the dodo bird because everybody loves doggies, right? Doggos. We can't run those poor greyhounds. It's not nice. And
it's not nice for dogs to run.
Horse racing is, I think, probably on borrowed time. Well, the only thing keeping horse racing alive is the fact that people can bet on it. But they want to avoid those storylines of, you know, there was an accident, horse injured a jockey, horse injured another horse, the horse had to be put down. The loss, I think it was $10 million in stud fees that were lost with Maximum Security's disqualification. So, again, knowing how sports fans take the side of ownership over the athletes, especially in baseball, I'm sure people are shedding tears over these multimillionaire horse owners not getting their stud fees. And it's not as
if... I was pretty
upset
about that.
Yeah. Please,
I couldn't sleep on Saturday night because of that.
Don't lose any sleep over the stud fees. This is fascinating. We'll get to Ed coming up in the bottom of the hour. I believe Country House has gone silent, not the horse, but his camp has gone silent. Maximum Security, we already know, will not be running in the Preakness. And since it was a 65-1 long shot, and I want to ask Ed about this coming up in just a few minutes, since it was such a long shot that won the Derby, and really the only reason that we pay attention to the Preakness and the Belmont is the hope of a Triple Crown winner, even though we have had one recently, I think horse racing season for the general public, the people who don't live and die by horse racing, is probably over at this point because they realize no shot at a Triple Crown this year.
I also want to know, did Vegas and some of these sports books take it on the shorts a little bit? With
I can't
casual
imagine.
Fan betting $10 on or $100 on Country House.
I cannot imagine how many people I've been to the look. It's I make no bones about it. I enjoy going to Prairie Meadows. It's been a really long time since I've been out there. I used to have a friend of mine from high school whose brother-in-law was a jockey, had some good information on the races that he was running in. I make no bones about this. I like going to the track, and I've been there enough, both in Altoona and elsewhere in Florida, around the country, Phoenix, to know what people do immediately after the race is over with their tickets. If they're a loser, they're on the ground or they're in the trash. And I would have given anything to see a live feed of Churchill Downs and some of these people in Gucci suits and the big $1,000 hats dumpster diving.
$1,000 for a hat that you
dumpster
wear once.
Diving for basically panning for gold. I mean, it had to have been pandemonium because there's no way someone's hanging onto their ticket for unless you're a seasoned observer and you watch the race and you thought in the back of your mind, oh, wait a minute, there's some shenanigans there.
Yeah, but that hadn't happened in 145 Kentucky Derbies.
Well, and it happened now, and that's why we're still talking about it. I haven't looked at the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. I can only imagine, because I mentioned we don't need to light the bat signal for any more guys around here, but we have why are you talking about horse racing guy, and he's been vocal the last, let's call it 80 hours or so.
So that's why I'm trying to light the bat signal to horse racing guy to defend himself, to defend the sport.
Guy versus guy could be a new segment here, and then it'll turn up on WNML down in Knoxville, Tennessee. 420, we got a great program for you coming up, as we mentioned. A nice honor for Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. He gets invited to the Manning Passing Academy, and we'll dive into what the future at that position looks like for the Hawkeyes. Like it or not, it's time to start thinking about life after Nate Stanley. 319-366-1600. Do keep the texts and phone calls coming on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. That number again, 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to join us on the other side of this break. He'll have our first Alexander Lumber Big Board update of the day. Isaiah Fullard set to join us in the 6 o'clock hour, NHL NBA playoffs, Cubs-Cardinals reaction, and more as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LinnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Siebke Hoyt and Mother's Day go hand in hand. I mean, you want the great jewelry from the people you trust and for a great price, and we've got it. For example, our Shy Creations line from New York City designer Shy Diane. This line is exquisite and starting at only $250. Then there's the new Mother's Ring from Forever Mark. Each gorgeous diamond is named for one of your children. And at C.P. Hoyt, Mother's Jewelry isn't what it used to be. We have fresh new styles of necklace pendants and rings that'll make her smile every time she looks at it. And of course, C.P. Hoyt purchases are always easy, with great financing starting at 0% for 12 months for qualified buyers. Come and see all the hottest new styles and all at hot pricing. We're C.P. Hoyt Jewelers, your Mother's Day headquarters. This is the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
For every step of achievement,
Christopher Michael Jones.
For every joy-filled laugh, for every dream becoming reality.
Welcome to retirement, honey.
For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust is here. We'll come alongside you for all life's milestones. Because, after all, you're our neighbor. We're more than just a financial institution, and we take our relationship with you seriously. That's why Two Rivers Bank is working on new products and services now that will make your life easier in the future. So, whether you're planning for college, starting a family, or recent empty nesters, Two Rivers Bank will be thinking about your needs before you even know you have them. For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust.
My neighborhood,
my bank.
Find out more at tworiversbank.com. It's gonna be the best day ever. Member FDIC.
Stop number two on this three-city AL East trip. Twins and the Blue Jays open up a three-game series on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Martin Perez has been great for the Twins. He'll go in game one. Marcus Stroman opposes for the Jays. And you're home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
424, we welcome you back in. Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com set to join us in just a few minutes. We'll get the reaction straight from Churchill Downs as to what went on at the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. Needless to say, it has the not just the horse racing world, but the general sports-loving public at large still buzzing. The future of the Iowa quarterback position after Nate Stanley, all to come before 6 o'clock. Plus, we mentioned the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line plenty today. We've got a $50 gift certificate to use at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Guys, gals, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. If you're looking for a gift for mom, Hertine and Stocker, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. I just got a head nod from Alex. Did I just remind you to take care of Mother's Day this weekend? I did, didn't I?
You certainly did.
Yep. I can only imagine you are not the only one. We probably broke a lot of news there.
I can hear index fingers hitting craniums right now.
Get those Mother's Day gifts, and if she lives far away from you, make sure you get that card in the mail by, say, Wednesday or Thursday at the latest to make sure that it gets there. Kyle has joined us in the studio. He's going to hook us up with Ed on the other side of this Big Board update. Big Board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Brought to you by Alexander Lumber. If you're looking to get a spring or summer project underway, you need the materials to do it. Alexander Lumber has got a temporary location at 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City. They'll be opening a new permanent location later on this summer. We'll have details on that for you. And when the time is right, Kyle has joined us, and here goes your Alexander Lumber Big Board update.
The momentum has been building for the Iowa baseball team for quite some time now, and it paid off in a pretty big way over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from UC Irvine, and now today appearing in D1 baseball's top 25 for the first time since 2015. It marked Iowa's 6th consecutive series victory dating back to March, and began with a 6-3 victory on Friday, powered by Isaiah Fullard. Going 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI, the Hawkeyes clinched it in a close game, 2-1. Grant Leonard sealed that one with his 12th save of the season, just 1 off Iowa's single-season record. It was a big resume-building weekend for the Hawkeyes and also moved them into third place in the Big Ten, and their 24th ranking is actually the highest in the conference. The Colonels were on the opposite trajectory, hosting Dayton over the weekend, dropping games 1 and 2 before taking game 3 yesterday 4-0. Gabriel Maciel, Chris Williams, and David Benuelos each had multi-hit games with an RBI, including a solo shot from Benuelos. They're on the road tonight, beginning a series in South Bend. The Iowa softball team officially knows its draw for the Big Ten tournament. The 12th-seeded Hawkeyes will face 5th-seeded Wisconsin on Thursday. We're going to dive right into a very busy night here on KGYM right after we get off the air. On the North Gym, we'll join the Twins and Blue Jays in progress. On the South and Main Gyms, we'll join the Bucks leading the Celtics 2-1. And then around 8:30 on all three frequencies, we'll bring you from Houston, the Rockets trying to even their series with the Warriors.
And the USHL draft is underway today as well. Kind of interesting timing out of Des Moines. The Buccaneers have parted ways with their head coach Gene Riley after just 1 year. And on the day that the draft gets underway, usually
it's
not
tough day to do it.
Usually not ideal timing there. Perhaps taking a page out of the Oakland Raiders playbook. Although Mike Mayock has defended his treatment of the scouts prior to the NFL draft, he said, "While they sent all of the scouts home, they only fired 3 of them. Some of them got to keep."
I'm guessing the ones who leaked the story about sending the scouts home.
Some of
them.
That's
who I'm guessing they fired.
Got to keep their jobs. By the way, it is the 21st anniversary of an event in Major League Baseball that I know a lot of people in this area still remember well. We're going to use that as the springboard for what I think is going to be a pretty strong segment right off the top of the 5 o'clock hour. So keep that in mind as we get ready to talk with Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com. Tyler Cook heading to the – I want to get the language right – on this, along with a couple former Iowa State players, the G League Elite Camp next week in Chicago. About 80 players expected to attend that. Rob Howe at HawkeyeNation.com passing that info along earlier today on social media. The sort of a tryout for the NBA Draft Combine, which takes place in Chicago. So fascinating to see. As Tyler Cook takes the next step, we still don't know where Isaiah Moss is going to wind up. We'll monitor that situation and let you know as that continues to develop over the course of the offseason. But Ed DeRosa back with us again. Never in a million years did I expect we'd be talking to Ed this soon after the Derby and before the Preakness. But Ed DeRosa, TwinSpires.com. There's a lot of interest in what went on at Churchill Downs on Saturday. For folks who don't really understand the intricacies of the rules, Ed, can you explain why we saw history Saturday?
Yeah, so in horse racing, there's basically the general rule is that if something a horse does outside of the rules causes another horse to potentially lose a placing, then that horse gets disqualified. So it's not necessarily against the rules to veer out you don't need to go on a straight path. But if in the course of veering out or coming over, coming off the rail, running diagonal, et cetera, you impede a horse and hurt its momentum, sometimes you'll see it. My kids are excited to see me. Sometimes you'll see a horse come across another horse and impede his progress, that's when you get the DQ. So it's not just that he came off the rail, it's that he hurt War of Will's chances at a better placing.
So in your
it does sound cliche, but it does happen every day, and part of the debate is whether there should be more leniency in a race like the Derby or not.
So in your estimation, was this the correct call?
It definitely was, in my estimation, the correct call based on the rules. I personally have a preference that when disqualifications happen, I would rather see them not elevate a horse who is not going to win into first place. So all due respect to Country House, who ran awesome to be second and came with a big run, a big upset. I don't think he was ever winning the race, regardless of what Country House or regardless of what Maximum Security did. So for him to get the win is a little less exciting in my estimation than, let's say, it had been Maximum Security and War of Will battling to the end, stride for stride. that's a case where, okay, yeah, put the horse that Maximum Security came out on in first because he may have cost them the win. In this situation, and I'm speaking purely as a bettor, someone who loves watching racing, wagering on it, et cetera, I don't love having a horse win who was not going to win the race under any circumstance.
You kind of led me right to my next question. I asked this and before we had you on. War of Will was the horse that was affected by what disqualified Maximum Security. How do you feel if you're in their camp right now?
You know, those connections are veterans of the game. Mark Cassie was a nominee for the Hall of Fame, so he's been involved and won some big races. Gary Barber won the Queen's Plate last year, so he's an owner who the Queen's Plate is Canada's equivalent of the Derby for three-year-olds. So he's an owner who's tasted some success on a big stage. I think they get it; they understand. You know that I mean, it's a horse to me. Part of the excitement of racing and why we love it is they're not machines; they're not programmable. We don't know what they're going to do. Second to second, that is part of what makes racing a very difficult puzzle to try to solve. And those in it, for lack of a better word, accept the risk that, you know, not the best horse doesn't win every race, I guess, is the gist of it. And you go in understanding that and even accepting it and wanting it to work in your favor. I have little doubt that these trainers lead over horses that they know they're going to need a little luck. They're going to need things to go their way a little more than some better horses in the race. But with the right tactics, and, you know, you don't like to see things like this happen to get elevated into first, but it is just part of the racing game and the variables that come with racing live animals.
Ed DeRosa with us from the website twinspires.com at Churchill Downs as we recap a history-making weekend, just not the type of history anyone was really hoping to make this past weekend. How much do you think the track conditions may have played into Maximum Security's behavior?
You know, I would say horse to horse on a micro level, it would be fair to say, oh, you know, the slop affected this horse. But I think the same could be said on a fast track. You know, perfect conditions, the sun's out, maybe there's a glare that catches a horse's eye, or, you know, with the crowd. And I just think that plays into another one of those variables that affects the race. And I've seen some chatter, you know, safety issues and things like that. And that those are very important to discuss. So I don't mean to downplay or try to mitigate that we shouldn't be having those discussions, because that really is the most important thing, is the safety and welfare of the animals and the jockeys on them. But I think the track condition, rain or shine, is a variable that helps some horses. Others prefer it another way. So, you know, it's impossible to say that at a micro level, any one horse maybe prefers another surface to another. But on balance, I don't think this could have happened on any track condition.
Now, you were at Churchill Downs on Saturday. Describe the scene and sort of the pandemonium that came with the finish of the race and then the decision to disqualify Maximum Security.
Yeah, actually, I haven't used the word pandemonium yet. That's probably as good a word as any, so I'll say that's a good way of putting it. But, you know, watching it live, I actually did think it looked like he came out. I expected them to take a look at it, was not surprised by the objection. Certainly as the time went on, the air got thicker with tension. And then as time really went on and we got into the 15-20 minute mark, my colleagues and I pretty much knew they were going to make a takedown by that point. We just thought there was no reason to take this long unless they were putting ducks in a row, preparing a statement, going over it God knows how many times just to make sure they put them in the right spot, had the right numbers on the board, et cetera. Because once you hit that official button, the payouts generate and you could cash a ticket. So I'm sure they quadruple checked everything, if not more. But when Travis Stone, the announcer, said, "Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a disqualification," the building shook. It was as loud as a gasp as you hear when the gates open I don't want to say I was thrilled to say I was a part of it, because it's definitely not a way you really want any race to end, and especially the Derby. But it's definitely a moment I'll never forget, and you know, plan on telling generations to come as long as I'm alive.
Ed, as I was telling the listeners earlier today, I've been to enough tracks in my lifetime to know that the minute that a horse crosses the finish line, there are a lot of people that will just crumple up or tear up their tickets. How, in real time, what was the timing between the end of the race and the realization that, wait, maybe this isn't going to be an official result?
I would say for anyone who's at my level, watches enough races, you would have held on. Watching the race live, I definitely thought they'd look at it. Was surprised an announcement had not been made earlier. For the vast majority of people, more to your question, I think it was about 7 or 8 minutes before they actually said there was an objection. And I could see where some people would be dramatic after the race and, you know, toss their ticket over the side if they lost. You know, one positive is it's a huge crowd. No one really goes anywhere, even right after the fact. So if you just threw it to the ground near you, you probably were okay. But if you're on one of those third floor in the suites and, you know, maybe had a little bit to drink and you're looking to grandstand a little bit about your loss, I could see some tickets hitting the air and falling a few floors down and being unretrievable.
Two or three mint juleps or two or three bourbons in, and yeah, you're trying to cause a scene there. Maximum security
exactly.
Is already out for the Preakness. We've got a long shot that won the Kentucky Derby. What does this do now for the Preakness here? Because to me, it seems like it takes a lot of the air out of the second leg.
Yeah, I think we all, you know, from a story perspective, would have loved to have seen Gary West on the Today Show today basically saying, "We're coming for you, country house." So that doesn't help the buzz. Country house isn't even definite yet. If both don't show up with all this talk and chatter going to the Preakness, that would be a big blow. You know, I've seen some chatter about, oh, this is bad for racing. People aren't going to understand the DQ. I haven't found that to be the case at all. I think most people want to try to understand, and then they can decide from there if that's a sport for them or not. But I think the discussion's been great. It's definitely generated interest. But if we get to a point where 2 weeks from now, neither horse is in the Preakness, a lot of people are going to be wondering, you know, what's the point? Why are we excited about these races? These horses don't race again in the big races. So I'm sort of with you. I think the air has the potential of deflating the balloon completely. I hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, we want the horses to be happy and healthy to compete. But if they are, I certainly would prefer to see both in the Preakness.
Ed, we'll let you get back to your kids. I know how special that feeling is when they see you walk in the door. And
yeah, they didn't see me much last week. So.
I can only imagine. And we will maybe touch base with you before the Preakness. The website, again, is twinspires.com. It's fantastic. Check it out if you're into horse racing and putting a little action down on said horse races. Ed, thanks so much.
Yep. And we do have Prairie Meadows, so the locals can get down too.
Save folks the two-hour drive to the west. Thank you very much. Ed DeRosa, twinspires.com. Prairie Meadows, not too far away from having legalized sports book right there on site.
So close.
So close, you can almost taste it.
I can taste the mint juleps.
You don't really want to taste a horse track, trust
me. No.
I've been to enough of them. We went to Tampa Downs. Tampa Downs is a yearly Outback Bowl stop every 3 years when I was down in Tampa. I say that semi-facetiously. They take the Big Ten and SEC teams to the Tampa Bay Lightning game every year. What they should do is take them to Tampa Bay Downs. But one of the oddest things I've ever seen is we were down there for the Outback Bowl in December, and a horse broke free from the paddock before the race, ran out onto the track, and ran about a quarter of the way around the track. They had to go corral the horse, bring the horse back. And everybody's saying there's no, it was, I think maybe 13 or 20 to 1, something like that on the board at the time. And so you see the odds just start dropping and nobody's going to, the horse just tired itself
right.
out. It had a,
no chance.
It had a meltdown basically 10 minutes before the start of the race. They got that thing in the gate and the darn horse led wire to wire. It wanted to run. He wanted to run so bad that he just needed to burn off a little energy before the race started. I don't really have, there was Tacitus, I think, was a pick, a borderline pick, until people realized that it's a gray horse. Lots of people are superstitious. They don't like to bet on gray horses. Tacitus, I think, finished fourth. 319-366. I just noticed the coffee cup here in the studio. I don't know how that got in here. We'll make sure that we edit the coffee cup out so that it's not in the rest. That's a timely reference there that perhaps only our producer, Kyle Mann, will get on the other side of the glass. Game of Thrones viewers in an uproar last night after what appeared to be a Starbucks coffee cup was seen in the middle of a scene.
They have to have Starbucks in Winterfell.
They're
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Missed out on catching that in the editing process. That makes me think of the worst of the vacation movies, Vegas Vacation. And there's a scene in Vegas Vacation where you
Great
can
movie.
See a boom mic hanging down. And I think the studio just wanted their money at that point. I can't imagine they probably liked working with Chevy Chase any longer than they had to. And they were like, we could reshoot this, or we could just go ahead and just put it on film, which at the time they were still on film. I don't believe they actually come on film any longer. When I was working in a movie theater 20, 25 years ago, we had to splice the movies together. They came in very large reels. A typical movie was about 6 to 8 reels, and you'd put it together so it was ready for the first showing. Now everything's digital. 319-366-16. Now, speaking of technology and the advancements in technology, we'll get to this over the course of the next 2.5 hours, but is there too much technology in our sports today? We have seen replay bleed over into the Kentucky Derby. It's one thing to talk about it with Major League Baseball or the NFL or in the NHL. We finally have gotten to the point where replay and technology are even having an effect on the Kentucky Derby. Although, as Ed pointed out, this wasn't necessarily a replay that led to an issue. The protests or the complaints were lodged immediately by multiple horse owners. And so before they even went to the replay, the issue was raised with the stewards at Churchill Downs. Did they make the right call? That's our poll question today at kgymradio.com. Yes or no? Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
I found it very interesting that Ed, when we asked him if they made the right call, basically was saying that if you're watching horse racing and you don't understand the rule, we try to get him to give us more perspective on the rule, but it didn't seem all that black and white as to whether or not they made the right call. Whether based on the rule, yes, they did. But then I think that in any sport, whether we're talking about football or basketball or hockey or even baseball, when you go to replay, the question gets asked, okay, by the letter of the law, does the rule need to be changed, or does the call need to be changed? Yes. But is that the spirit of the rule? Do you want a race completely being changed by something like that? Did watching on Saturday leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Is basically what I'm asking.
I think that's a great question. 366-1600. And it's probably a very small pool of folks out there that were interested in getting into horse racing. Maybe this is the gateway drug, so to speak, that you watch the Kentucky Derby once a year and your interest is piqued, and then the next thing you know, you're hanging around Prairie Meadows and running into Dr. Tom Davis and Keno. Fascinating. I don't know whether this would sour anybody or not. 366-1600. You can let us know on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, a big thank you to Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com. Check out the website. And as he mentioned, they do have Prairie Meadows available for for your betting pleasure. We will get to another big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber of Iowa City within the 5 o'clock hour. Isaiah Fullard of the Iowa Baseball Program set to join us in the 6 o'clock hour as well. Your chance to take home a $50 gift card to Hertin and Stocker, plus inside the 5 o'clock hour, your second opportunity and first on this show to play Race to Win. We've got 30 spots, 15 great prizes. All you need to do is match the two prizes, and they are yours. We'll run down some of the prizes in a little bit, but the grand prize every year, six general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500 coming up later this month, and hopefully there will not be any disqualifications at the Indy 500, and also hopefully there won't be any horses on the track because that could get pretty ugly. Let's go to the phone lines, though, and we got David in Coralville up first, wants to weigh in. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So I have a friend that's a cop, and he always tells me if he pulls someone over and he really wants to give that person a ticket, he can find a reason to. You know, it's kind of like there's a million laws. We're all driving. I'm driving down the road right now, and I'm sure if a cop pulled up behind me, I hope there's no one behind me listening, they saw I was going four over, let's say. You know,
you're not
really
in University
to,
Heights.
That's true. That's
as
true.
Long as you're not in University Heights, you're fine.
No, I'm not. I'm good. I got pulled over there once on my bicycle. Anyway, when you look at a replay, the question becomes, how long do you want to look? What do they look at it for, 20 minutes?
Yes.
Right? I mean,
right around 15 or 20.
I'm sitting there watching going, really? Like, you don't have an answer yet? You don't have an answer yet? And then you can just feel it brewing. It's like watching a NFL, you know, before we knew what a catch was, but then we didn't, but now we do, but we still don't. You know, they're watching, is that a catch? And in real time, you're like, wow, what a great catch. But they slow it down to frame by frame by frame, and it's like, oh, actually, it's not. So for me, I guess what I'd like you guys to talk about, not to tell you how to do your jobs.
You wouldn't be the first, David.
would be to like say like what, you know, and it's a subjective question, but where do you draw the line? Should we have like a frames per second rule? You know, like should we have like, if the Kentucky Derby, for example, is going to use replay, should it be only with a certain thing? Because I feel like that interference play, like that one guy said, you have to watch horse racing to know what it is. But I feel like unless if a horse like tackles another one, like what are we talking about really? Anyway, you guys are awesome. Have a good day. Talk
David, appreciate the phone call as always. Yeah. And the key here is that replay came in after the protests
right.
were lodged. So once the protests were placed, then they had to go. Now, the amount of time that it took to, and the only thing that I can think of, and again, we're, I think a lot of people's minds are probably going Saints-Rams here as something. This is the largest. This happens all the time in horse racing.
Right.
All the time. Tracks all across the country. The story here is it's never happened in the 145 years of the Kentucky Derby. This happens at Prairie Meadows. It happens at Tampa Downs. Everywhere. It happened at the marquee event in this sport. And I think that's why it's such a huge story. And again, it's technology and the role that it plays, but I think mostly people had the issue here with this happens all the time. The track conditions were not fantastic. Do you give a horse a latitude? A little bit of a wink there to Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And I don't have any of the answers for that. But David's also right. You can get a ticket for virtually anything. And I say that as somebody who fully supports our wonderful law enforcement here in Eastern Iowa. But if you're looking, I could look for a reason to not take any more phone calls, or I could look for a reason to block various people on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Somebody wants to do something enough, they'll find a way, right? Let's go to Rob in Center Point. We've got somebody who actually knows a thing or two about horses as opposed to us running our mouths. Rob, what's up?
Hey, my wife's family, and myself raise and train quarter horses up in Center Point. Have you ever golfed up in Center Point on a golf course?
I have not personally. I bet the guys from the gym class have.
Okay, it's the place right across from the golf course.
Okay.
We've had horses down at Prairie Meadows, and we barrel race predominantly. But the rule is set there for the safety of the horse and the rider. And
until
you're setting on a 900-pound horse running that's gone down and you break your fibula, tear your ACL and groin because a jockey or another rider wasn't in control of their horse,
right?
That's when you understand why that rule is there. It's a sad thing that it had to happen, but I've had friends, relatives die at Prairie Meadows because a horse bumped into one and they ended up breaking their neck. So from that standpoint, the rule's in place for a reason. I think what people have the problem with is that there's so much money riding on this one that why can't we look at somebody differently when injury's injury.
Rob, did you watch the race, Rob?
Yes.
Now, the owner of War of Will, who was the horse that who was cut off, was talking about the agility and just how amazing it was that an accident didn't happen in that case. Did you notice that at all?
Oh, definitely. If you just videotape a horse running as hard as it can and slow it down frame by frame and watch how closely those hooves come together and go in and out, just one horse running, it is amazing when you think that there are a dozen horses running together that there aren't more stumbles and stumble. It took amazing athletic ability for that not to turn into just a bloodbath.
Rob, appreciate the phone call, and I could not agree more. It's like it's basically NASCAR on an animal. I mean, they are inches away from one another, and the power. If you've ever been to a track, especially when they run a turf race, and you hear that sense, one of my favorite sounds in the world, coming thundering around that clubhouse turn. Mike in Cedar Rapids, we have about 40 seconds for you. I hate to put you on a timer, but go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I used to run track in high school and college. And right when I saw that happen yesterday, I said, wow, that guy got pushed out. It's obvious to me that it definitely affected, especially when it happened, best I could tell, it happened on the curb. And anybody who's run track knows that if you can push somebody out on the curve, you really gain quite a bit of distance. But and vice versa, you know, that he was radically impeded by that happening. So to me, it was obvious right away, but that's from a track perspective. So I just thought I'd throw that out there to you guys.
Mike, appreciate you chiming in tonight, and we'll have more on this over the course of the next 2 hours, certainly. And, I don't have an issue with this. It was the correct call, and the rule is in place as a safety issue. And
right.
It's a matter of discussion because of the race and the effect that it had on the outcome of the race. I certainly don't want to come off as somebody who's complaining about the particular rule.
The owners of War of Will, the guy who the course who was cut off, basically had the perspective of, I'm just thankful that a tragedy didn't occur. Just
which is
based
the,
on the athleticism of his horse to get out of the way of Maximum Security, who clearly cut him off.
Which is the appropriate way to view this. We ran long on that. Sorry, Nate Stanley, and the future of the Iowa quarterback position. We're going to have to, appropriate for Iowa football, punt until another segment. 319-366-16. I'm not making any friends doing this program. I fully understand that. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for our number two. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can add more light while saving big money. Add style and design to your home with dimmable vintage-style bulbs from Fight Electric. They're available in two styles. Get a 4-pack for just $4.99 each after sale price and mail-in rebate. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save through May 11th at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The Home Depot is not your garden variety garden center, not with the largest assortment of regionally selected live goods and landscape products, like big quart-sized Rio Diplodania at a special buy, three for just $12 in red, pink, or even raspberry. You can't pick better flowers for Mother's Day or a better price. Today's the day for doing, starting with a stop at the garden center of the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, Continental U.S. only.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented on Mondays by Randy's Flooring, Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. Stop in and find out why at one of their two showrooms, either in Cedar Rapids or on the Coralville Strip. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you, by the way, for the participation. I've said this a number of times. This program is only as good as the participation it often receives from the outstanding listeners. The 5 o'clock hour is going to kick off with a discussion of phenoms, flashes in the pan, and flameouts, because something happened 21 years ago today to somebody who can only be described as a phenom, and other people may look and say, flameout. Also, Race to Win, your first and only chance on this program, second on the day, to match two numbers for a chance to win tickets to the Indianapolis 500 or one of 14 other great prizes. It's all on the way inside the 5 o'clock hour next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yo, Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Celtics' emotional leader, guard Marcus Smart, will be back for Game 4 of their Eastern Conference semifinals tonight versus the Bucks. He's been sidelined the last month with an oblique tear. Smart will help the Celtics rediscover their defensive tenacity, which has been missing, notes ESPN's Paul Pierce.
The last couple games, they haven't been able to control the Greek Freak. He's pretty much done whatever he wanted. You know, their offense comes and goes, but they have to be that defensive presence all game long if they want a shot at beating the Bucks. And I think they'll get back to that. That's who they are. That's who they've been all season. Offense comes and goes, but if they can hang their hat on the defense, they'll win game number four.
Paul Pierce. Coverage of Game 4, bottom of the hour, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. That's followed by the Warriors and Rockets. Game 4, 9:30 Eastern. Golden State has a 2-1 Western Conference semifinals lead. Warriors center DeMarcus Cousins, in his first comments since suffering a partially torn quads muscle, told the undefeated he expects to play again this season. Baseball, Boston lefty David Price, elbow tendonitis on the DL, hoping to miss just a start or two.
Coming up Tuesday, we'll react to two massive Game 4s in the NBA, plus a royal baby is here, and our town crier might have something to say about that. Gold can Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
That SportsCenter update was brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Stop number two on this three-city AL East trip. Twins and the Blue Jays open up a three-game series on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Martin Perez has been great for the Twins. He'll go in game one. Marcus Stroman opposes for the Jays. And you're home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
5:04, welcome back in. It's the Todd Rollekamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 1600 AM. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio and great local programs like this one. We've got the Gym Class 2, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, coming your way every day from 3 until 4. Tune in tomorrow. You're going to have another opportunity to play Race to Win. Your next opportunity to play Race to Win, though, is coming up in about 40 minutes. 15 fantastic prizes means 30 spots on our virtual game board. All you need to do is match those two squares together, and you can take home the prize. As we mentioned, if you head over to KGYMRadio.com, actually, we didn't mention it. The guys on the Gym Class did. The entire list of prizes is available on our Twitter feed at KGYMRadio. But the six general admission passes to the Indianapolis 500, the weekend of May 26th this year, is once again serving as the grand prize. We've got a $50 gift card to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. We've got a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse in Marion. A $50 gift card to Ostad's Golf in Cedar Rapids. And we've even got four tickets to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Oakland Athletics. That game is Sunday, July 21st. It's a 1:10 first pitch. So you can maybe drive up and drive back if you don't want to spring for a hotel room. Hopefully that game doesn't get flexed into a Sunday night game. I think it's late enough in the season that that may be the case. Speaking of Sunday night baseball, we'll have Sunday baseball again for you this week. The Cubs taking on the Milwaukee Brewers, another National League Central showdown after the Cubs swept the Cardinals at Wrigley Field over the weekend. Now in first place after that absolutely half a game, abysmal start to the season. They now look gangbusters at this point.
It is a very good reminder that it is a long season, and just relax if you get off to a poor start.
Which is exactly how I approached this last night, because the next time these two teams see each other, which I believe will be in St. Louis.
Yes, I believe so, in a couple of weeks.
The shoe very easily could be on the other foot.
Yeah, the Cardinals have not played well at Wrigley Field over the past 3 years. It has been a huge bugaboo of theirs, and they've played the Cubs pretty well at home, but at Wrigley Field, it has been a house of horrors.
Half-game lead over the Cardinals, who fall back into second place, and a one-and-a-half-game lead on the Brewers, and things have shaped up pretty much the way that we imagined in the NL Central coming into the season. Pittsburgh is playing about 500 baseball at the moment. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who joined the gym class earlier today, had an update on Mitch Keller's progress, or lack thereof, in the Pirates organization. Sounds like they're trying to get him to pick up another pitch before they eventually bring him to the major leagues. And Cincinnati in the basement at 15-20. Unfortunate news over the weekend. Our local product and tie to the Reds, Scott Schebler, optioned to AAA Louisville. So we may see him cooling his heels in the minor leagues for a while. That comes on the heels of the Reds releasing outfielder Matt Kemp to make room for Nick Senzel, their top prospect, who was a fantastic college player several years ago at the University of Tennessee. I'm sure they discussed this at length on WNML, the Sports Animal, earlier today. Senzel's already got two home runs in the big leagues, so he's playing alongside Yasiel Puig there in the outfield at Great America Ballpark. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, and Hertin and Stocker partnering up with us to give you a $50 gift certificate that you can use any way you want. However, the reason we're giving away a $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers sometime in the 6 o'clock hour tonight, Mother's Day is approaching this weekend, and the Dickens family would love to see you stop in. Maybe window shop, maybe walk in, say hi, Willa, Terry, Tim, Kate, one of them is always there. And $50 will go a long way toward showing your mother how much you appreciate the fact that she birthed you. 319-366-1600, you can use that number to reach out to us here as we get ready to play Race to Win coming up in about 30, 35 minutes. Today, Alex, is the 21st anniversary. I feel like we talk about this every year on the program.
I was going to say, I feel like this happened like three times in that year because this anniversary comes up.
Last
quickly.
Year was 20, so that's a milestone. Today, I saw 21. Are you kidding me? Somebody born on this day 21 years ago can now legally sit in a bar or tavern and have an old style with fellow Cubs fans and discuss Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout performance against the Houston Astros 21 years ago today at Wrigley Field. By the game score metric, which is a device that was devised by Bill James to determine the effectiveness of a starting pitcher, Bill James, the fantastic baseball historian and arguably the godfather of sabermetrics, you start with 50 points. You add 1 point for each out recorded, so you get three points for every inning pitched. You add 2 points for each inning completed after the fourth inning. Add 1 point for each strikeout, and then you subtract 2 points for each hit allowed, subtract 4 points for each earned run allowed, subtract 2 points for each unearned run allowed, and you subtract 1 point for each walk. The highest possible game score in this scenario is 114 points. The highest ever recorded took place at Wrigley Field 21 years ago today. Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout performance against the Astros, a game score of 105, should have probably been a no-hitter. Kevin Ori, who was playing third base at the time, had an opportunity to lay out and make a play. He did not, so it goes down as a one-hit, 20 strikeout performance. And I got me thinking earlier today, and I know what many of you are already ruminating on as you make your drive home here in the corridor. This is not specifically a Cubs segment. I sometimes like to use the Cubs to open the door for the greater good, at least for this program and the sake of discussion. Kerry Wood was a phenom when he broke onto the scene. This was not his first major league start. As a matter of fact, I think if I recall earlier today, I was watching some of the highlights of that broadcast. He had an ERA of like 5.47 or something at the time. He had come up, I think he made his debut against the Dodgers, if that sounds about right. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, Kerry Wood, first-round draft pick, rockets through the minor leagues, comes up. He's going to team eventually with Mark Pryor to be the 1-2 in the Cubs rotation. Pryor would come along a few years later, but no doubting that Kerry Wood was a phenom. These guys come and go in sports all the time. You've got phenoms, flashes in the pan, and flameouts. Guys that, and credit to Kyle, who tweeted...
He tweeted the one that you can't top.
Exactly, which I think may have just nuked the entire segment. I'm not sure. But Jeremy Lin of the New York Knicks, there was a period of time, I think it was about 2 weeks long, back...
That would be on the high end. It was maybe 2 weeks long.
Now, I said I was going to feel really old thinking about Kerry Wood 21 years ago. This is also going to make me feel really old as well. When was Lin's sanity? What year did that take place?
It was
2004?
2011, 2012.
Oh, was that recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still
Sometimes
in the
mind plays tricks on you.
Jeremy Lin is still in the league.
He is still in the league, but Jeremy Lin, who and benefiting by playing for a national franchise in a large market, the New York Knicks. He took basketball by storm. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. People were paying outrageous amounts of money for Jeremy Lin jerseys and autographed memorabilia. And very quickly, the air was out of the Lin sanity balloon.
The weird thing about that is he was a nice player. After that, he was okay. Like he was a
serviceable
decent,
player,
serviceable sixth man on a playoff team, but he wasn't playing in New York anymore, so he just went completely off the grid.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith, the Stephen A. Smiths of the world are not talking about him. BJ and Marion says Fernando Valenzuela comes to mind. You can certainly, again, going back to what I said in the 4 o'clock hour, this, and you, if you listen, you know this. This show is only as good as you, the listener. This is a group participation project here. I know how much many of you, myself included, hated those in high school and college, but we're going to do a group effort here. Your favorite phenom, flash in the pan, or flameout at 319-366-1600. Fernando Valenzuela captured the imagination of an entire, two entire nations, not only Mexico, where he was from, but the United States. Fernando Mania. People could not get
LA.
People could not get enough of Fernando all across the country, especially when he was pitching at home in Chavez Ravine, though, given what that region meant to people of Hispanic heritage, and there's certainly a long backstory there with Chavez Ravine, but Fernando Valenzuela is still a folk hero, and I believe still doing Dodgers games on TV or radio on the Spanish side of the broadcast. Do you have a Fernando story from
I do not.
Chasing him at Busch Stadium?
No, okay. I don't. I don't have a Fernando story, but I do have a vintage flameout in Major League Baseball. And it's funny because the yips are something that are known all sports. In all sports, people get them, but it's very common in baseball. And the yips for a pitcher is named after, do you know who it's named after?
Well, I know there's...
Pitcher in the 70s.
I know there's late, Steve Blass syndrome.
Yes, I was going to say Steve Blass.
Steve Blass is a, I believe, in the final year of serving as a television broadcaster for the Pirates on the Root Sports Network. He's really good. He provides tremendous insight, but he's a notable case. He was a really good pitcher in the 70s for Danny Murtaugh's Pirates, and then...
He was, in 1972...
Imploded.
19-8. He was an all-star. He was second in the Cy Young voting, and I believe he was the World Series MVP. He was very instrumental for the Pirates and their efforts to win the World Series. The next year, he was 3-9 with a 9.85 ERA and only started one game after 1973 and was done with baseball.
I actually thought you were going to go the Rick Ankiel route.
See, I was going to go the Rick Ankiel route.
You saw the text. Did you see the text from?
I did. I did see the text. What is it? 8458. Rick Ankiel. It fits all these, right? Phenom. He comes up as the top prospect, a guy that people are comparing to some of the great left-handed pitchers of all time.
I saw him pitch in a game at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. At the time, it was still John O'Donnell Stadium. He was pitching for the Peoria Chiefs. I think it was 1998 or thereabouts. And he was phenomenal, electric. Everybody was saying Sandy Koufax. This is before Clayton Kershaw came onto the scene. And then I saw him at Modern Woodman Park again in the 2005 season as an outfielder making the conversion. And this is a notable story, and I know you're aware of this. He was attempting a comeback this year.
He was.
And I think another injury or something has derailed that, correct? He was going to go to spring training and try to come back, and I don't think that it was a successful comeback attempt. Something has impeded that. But give us your favorite phenom, flash in the pan, or flame out. There's not much difference between all three of those terms, I guess, depending on how you want to view things.
See, Shampoo said, texted in on the Hurtian Stalker text line, the next person I was going to bring up, and that would be the D-Train, Dontrell Willis. Do you remember how unbelievable he was for, what was it, about a 2 or 3 year stretch?
I saw Dontrell Willis with the Kane County Cougars when he was coming up in the Marlins organization. He was a teammate of Nick Ungs, who was a great pitcher at UNI and a Dyersville native. And Dontrell Willis, just sort of a funky chicken. He was long-limbed, and I think drew some Vita Blue comparisons, and he had a great personality. I really thought this guy was going to be a great thing for baseball, especially at the time in the early 2000s. Baseball was trying to really ramp up its efforts to reach the African-American community and build the game back up in inner cities. And he had the personality to do it, and he was tremendous for a couple seasons when the Marlins were really good. And then I believe it was an injury that just sort of dovetailed his career right off a cliff. This is a fun segment, especially as I often remind you, nostalgia is the most potent drug known to mankind. We just sit here and Super Joe Charbonneau is mentioned on the tech. Peyton Hillis. We do have a football. This does not have to be a baseball segment. It can be any sport. 319-366-1600. A guy that you liked. I shouldn't say guy. A person. Could be a horse. Could be Country House. Could be a flame out or a phenom. Well, he's not really a phenom. He didn't deserve to win the race, but he did win the race. Flash in the pan, I guess, would be how you would describe the winner of the 2019 Kentucky Derby. 366-1600 here at 520 as we try to have a little fun, a lighthearted segment here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn.
I bring him up way too often on this program. Bohart from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Bohart. Not really. See, phenom,
not a phenom.
Phenom to me is like a first-round draft pick.
Flash in the pan.
Flash
in the pan. He was the very definition of flash in the pan.
Guy who comes up, and in this day and age, you run the risk of getting a massive contract or something for a short amount of time where you look really good. Baseball lends itself to these guys because the season is so long,
right?
And you bring up a guy from the minors, and they get just insanely hot for 2 weeks, and everybody's talking about. By the kudos to all of the folks on the text line who are bringing up Mark Fidrich. Mark Fidrich in the late 70s, his personal catcher, Norway native Bruce Kim, captured the imagination of the entire country. And to this day, Mark Fidrich is a great answer to a trivia question. The only baseball player ever to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, Mark Fidrich. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600, if you would like to follow along with us and participate here, as Christian in Cedar Rapids is joining us. Christian, your input, please.
Yeah, so you guys said you wanted to have a little fun with it. Juana Man.
Oh, we're going movies now.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Was that? That wasn't the Whoopi Goldberg movie.
No,
that was Eddie.
Miguel Nunez Jr. played Juana Man.
Is he on the PGA tour somewhere, right? Isn't he? No, no.
Not sure, but I did enjoy that movie.
Oh, 51-44. I get lambasted anytime I bring up the Cubs around here, but 51-44, Kosuke Fukudome.
That's a good one. See,
I was at opening day when Kosuke Fukudome made his debut, and the fans had the rather unpolitically correct headbands, and I did not. I was using my money not on cheap souvenirs day, but on old styles, and it was opening day of 2008. I believe was when Kosuke Fukudome made his debut, highly anticipated Japanese import, Ernie Banks statue getting unveiled at a cold, rainy Wrigley Field. He hits a home run. It's a great day, ultimately, except for the outcome.
Now, I want to credit both texters who brought up these names. I think it was Eric and then Brenton and Marion brought up two guys who I don't think necessarily...
Two guys. Okay, Mel.
Necessarily... are flash in the pans, but they were phenoms, then flameouts.
Okay.
Derrick Rose and Penny Hardaway. And both times, injuries completely derailed their career. But phenoms where you saw a couple years of MVP caliber play, and the injuries were so debilitating that you never saw it again.
29-22 has one of the greatest flashes in the pan ever, Buster Douglas, who in Tokyo beats Mike Tyson when Tyson was at the height of his fame and popularity, and everybody thought, who the hell is this guy? And he beats him, and then his reign as champion was very short-lived. Same texter also asks whether Ronda Rousey can be considered a flame-out. Ronda Rousey, her UFC career is over. She is now making a second career of things in the WWE, which I think is a tremendous transition and a very wise move for her, but she was billed as unbeatable until she got beat in a very Buster Douglas-like situation, I believe. I don't follow Ultimate Fighting all that closely. Anne is weighing in. Sungwon Oh of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, did Sungwon Oh not do well in, where'd he go after St. Louis? Colorado, maybe? He was good for a year.
I know you're making me think of So Taguchi, and I can't remember whether it was Steve Stone or somebody had the line when So Taguchi's career was over. We finally found out his middle name was Long because he was not sticking around the big leagues any longer. But Cardinal, you have the ultimate, and I know Rick Ankiel certainly, but a guy like a Bo Hart.
Right.
Yeah. Again, baseball lends itself very well to these. Football, I'm trying to think of, you know, a phenom.
A lot of people are bringing up Brian Bosworth.
Phenom and flameout all together.
Tony Mandrich.
That video that lives in infamy of the Seahawks taking on the Raiders. I think it was a Monday Night Football game, highly anticipated, and Bo Jackson just absolutely emasculated Brian Bosworth. Let's head up north to Independence. Jeff is on the line with us. Jeff, your input.
Okay, so I got a Fernando Valenzuela story. I used to go to California every summer to visit my brother at Fernando Valenzuela. This probably would have been 93-94. And we'd always stay after the games, get autographs and stuff. But this would have been like back in the day, like Ken Caminiti, Steve Finley, and all that. So we got all our autographs, and we went to the nearest convenience store, and up pulls a green Corvette, and it was Fernando Valenzuela getting a six-pack. And we got, that's how we got his autograph.
A green Corvette for Fernando Valenzuela. I would not have guessed that.
He drove a green Corvette? Interesting.
I'd often heard he would tell people, because his address was fairly public, and he would tell people, you know my address, just send the item in the mail. He was not big on signing autographs in person. Tony Mandarich, another suggestion there. That was a...
Okay, golf.
Total flame out.
Okay,
steroid-induced flame out.
84-51 is bringing up golf, but how many people did Tiger Woods cause to flame out? David Duvall.
Yeah, I could go down that rabbit hole for various reasons. I won't. But if you look at the number of skins that Tiger collected over the years, but Duvall is right there. As you mentioned, Armin Katane's book has a pretty good detail on exactly what he did mentally to Adam Scott's career. 366-1600-527. And we take a look at the text line. 3530 remains undefeated on the text line, especially when it comes to commentating on what he's commentating on. I won't bring that to air, 3530, but your internal dialogue is greatly appreciated here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we come to you from the KGYM studios. We will make our way toward the 6 o'clock hour. Isaiah Fullard of the Iowa Baseball Program will join us. We'll recap a wild weekend in the NBA playoffs as well as the Stanley Cup playoffs. Alex Kuhn still wearing his St. Louis blue at this point. But first, let's go back to the phone lines and bring Eric in Cedar Rapids on. Eric, 3530 is listening. Make it good.
Maurice Clarett from Ohio State.
That's a good one. What category do we put him in? Flameout?
Yeah, probably. Sorry, Eric. I didn't mean to do that.
College?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
College guys, I mean...
You can blame me for that one. Phenom and Flameout. I'll give him... I'm not going to say that anybody thought he was going to be a revolutionary running back, but they thought he was going to be a successful NFL running back. He tried to go against the rules of the draft and the NCAA and having to stay in college or be out of high school for 3 years and then basically drank his way out of the NFL.
Troy on the text line, Happy Gilmore. Again, dipping into the movies. If you have not seen this weekend, Saturday Night Live, my wife was working late. She came home. She was very surprised that I was still awake. And she was even more surprised when I said I was awake because I had stayed up to watch Saturday Night Live because... I haven't really felt that it was very good in recent memory. I thought Adam Sandler was terrific this past weekend, and the closing to the show in which Adam Sandler sings a tribute to Chris Farley, I know it's kind of gone viral, but just watching that in real time on Saturday night was something. 319-366-1600. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle will rejoin us here in the studio. We'll get his thoughts on this topic, as well as an Alexander Lumber Big Board update. And then we'll be ever so closer to playing and hopefully winning, getting our first match on Race to Win. It hasn't happened yet, but that's only because we've only played once on the gym class earlier today. Squares 7 and 20 revealed. What are they? You'll have to go check out the podcast to find out. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on a Monday after this.
Sidki Hoyt and Mother's Day go hand in hand. I mean, you want the great jewelry from the people you trust and for a great price, and we've got it. For example, our Shy Creations line from New York City designer Shy Diane. This line is exquisite and starting at only $250. Then there's the new Mother's Ring from Forever Mark. Each gorgeous diamond is named for one of your children. And at Sidki Hoyt, mother's jewelry isn't what it used to be. We have fresh new styles of necklace pendants and rings that'll make her smile every time she looks at it. And of course, Sidki Hoyt purchases are always easy with great financing starting at 0% for 12 months for qualified buyers. Come and see all the hottest new styles and all at hot pricing. We're Sidki Hoyt Jewelers, your Mother's Day headquarters. This is the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the "how can we help you" feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh, my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
After dropping the first two games in Oakland, the Rockets get a critical win at home. Can they make it two straight?
Tonight, starting at 8:30 on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
5:33, we welcome you back in a Monday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Randy's Flooring. You can find them in Cedar Rapids and on the Strip in Coralville. They've been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. Way more than just carpet, any sort of flooring. They even have window treatments. They do it all. You can learn for yourself at randysflooring.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about them and their partnership with the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital coming up in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. Lots more to get to on the program. We'll chat Iowa baseball at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Isaiah Fullard set to join us. And your texts and phone calls, 319-366-1600. Kyle is with us in the studio, joining us from the other side of the glass. Before we get to the big board, do you have any input to offer on your... You came up with the Jeremy Lin gif on the KGYM Radio Twitter account earlier. Other phenoms, flashes in the pan, or flameouts?
One that got brought up on the text line that I wanted to give credit to was Darren McFadden.
This show? That was 7070's contribution.
Oh, okay. I missed it then.
Who continues to listen. But yes, Darren McFadden, the former Arkansas running back.
And Peyton Hillis.
And Felix Jones got mentioned.
Peyton Hillis actually wound up on the cover of Madden,
yeah,
right?
I think you could probably say he's right there with Jeremy Lin, because even back to his days at Arkansas, he was not highly regarded. I think he's very flash in the panty. I wanted to throw out there Felix P.A., and since we're talking about Kerry Wood, we might as well throw in Mark Pryor.
Yeah, Mark Pryor, the impeccable mechanics of Mark Pryor,
the inverted
W, his mechanics are
great.
The towel
drill?
He's never going to get hurt. And
he got hurt. Spoiler alert.
A Minnesota Twins, by the way, I give the Twins organization complete credit, although it was, to say it was a given, not necessarily, because Joe Mauer was a high school catcher, which that's a big gamble to use the number one overall pick on, but Creighton Durham Hall right in their backyard, hometown kid. They had an opportunity that year in the draft, Mark Pryor or Joe Mauer. They chose Joe Mauer. And he goes down as one of the all-time greats in franchise history. The Cubs got a tremendous run out of Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor. They just couldn't overcome a big error by Alex Gonzalez. We'll never know what happened in 2003 if that inning ends on Alex Gonzalez being able to field a routine ground ball. But everybody wants to blame Steve Bartman. They did win the World Series in 2016, so 2003 is just a footnote in history at this point. Who else did you name off there? That was
Felix P.A.
Felix P.A. I wanted to watch Greg Maddux pitch in person before he retired. I'd never had the opportunity to. I didn't get a chance to attend too many Major League Baseball games. My wife, for my birthday one year, took me to Wrigley Field to see the Padres and the Cubs when Maddox was with San Diego. And driving in, listening to 670, it was announced that Felix Pie was getting called up from Iowa, and he was going to be making his debut. And I was super stoked because...
You're witnessing history.
Witnessing history. The ticket stubs were going to be sent off for slabbing, and they were going to be valuable down the road. Exactly.
Your kid's college.
Exactly. I was at Felix Pie's major league debut on a miserably cold day. This is the day I warned you about, where I said we got on the train in the far western suburbs and it was 65, 70,
right.
Beautiful, and we got to Wrigley Field and it was 40. We had to buy a blanket for $50, and it was just kind of a miserable day all around. But I did get to see Greg Maddux pitch in person.
You didn't just sign up for a credit card to get that free blanket?
That thing could not stop a stiff breeze, those free, quote-unquote, blankets that they give. I know exactly what you're talking about. Kyle's in the studio, not only contributing to the segment, the previous segment, but he's also going to bring you up to date with a big board update. Speaking of boards, Alexander Lumber, located in Iowa, not B-O-R-E-D 7070. I already know how your mind is working. Alexander Lumber, their temporary location at 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City. Keep them in mind for your spring or summer construction project, or if you're looking to upgrade the windows in your home, stop by the Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert. Here's Kyle.
The momentum's been building for the Iowa baseball team for quite some time now, and it paid off in a pretty big way over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from UC Irvine, and now today appearing in D1 baseball's top 25 for the first time since 2015. It marked Iowa's 6th consecutive series victory dating back to March, and began with a 6-3 victory on Friday, powered by Isaiah Fillard going 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI. The Hawkeyes clinched it in a close game 2-1-0, and Grant Leonard sealed that one with his 12th save of the season. That's just 1 off of Iowa's single-season record. So it was a big resume-building weekend for the Hawkeyes and also moved them into 3rd place in the Big Ten, and their 24th ranking is actually the highest in the conference. The Colonels were on the opposite trajectory over the weekend, hosting Dayton, dropping games 1 and 2 before taking game 3 yesterday 4-0. Gabriel Maciel, Chris Williams, and David Benuelos each had multi-hit games with an RBI, including a solo home run from Benuelos. They're on the road tonight, beginning a series in South Bend. The Iowa softball team officially knows its draw for the Big Ten tournament. The 12th-seeded Hawkeyes will face 5th-seed Wisconsin on Thursday. We're going to dive right into a very busy night here on KGYM right after we get off the air. On the North Gym, we'll have the Twins and Blue Jays in progress. On the South and Main Gyms, we'll join the Bucks leading the Celtics 2-1. And then around 8:30 on all 3 frequencies, we'll bring you from Houston the Rockets trying to even their series with the Warriors.
When is game 7 for St. Louis?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And Dallas has already announced that their starter will be in goal. I know
that Bishop will play.
Some question as to whether Bishop was going to be available with, let's see if I can get my hockey terminology correct, what was clearly, for those who watched the game, an upper body injury.
Yes, it was. He took a Colton Parayko slap shot right off the collarbone. It knocked him down as he was laying in his crease. The Blues scored over his sprawled out body. The officials didn't blow it dead. It was a big controversy, but according to the rules, the officials don't have to stop play.
I agreed with that. I know that you would think that everything in my DNA would say troll, 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 but it's a judgment call for the most part there, and I know that it was not met well with open arms by some people on sports Twitter, but the officials allowed play to continue, and St. Louis was able to capitalize on that situation. And put for me in terms tomorrow night. Biggest game in franchise history since?
Well, they were in the Western Conference Finals last year, so I will say, or not last year, a couple years ago, I'll say game 7 of that Blackhawks series in 2015.
Okay.
Where they were trying to get over the hump of the team that they were chasing for years.
4 years. So, biggest game in Blues history in 4 years. Colonels on the road tonight after a somewhat successful homestand. We'll take on the South Bend Cubs at Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. They're going to face Victor Caratini, the Chicago Cubs backup catcher, is making his way back to the big leagues, beginning his rehab process. Caratini expected to get some at-bats tonight, I believe, as a designated hitter against the Colonels. Lots of baseball, though, still in the area. The D3 World Series is coming up in a couple weeks at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The University of Iowa is playing host to the Quad Cities River Bandits at Duane Banks Field tonight. That game gets underway between Quad Cities and Lansing at about 6:30, 6:35. Admission is free. As Alex mentioned today on his local Sports Center updates, they are asking people to offer free will donations for flood recovery efforts in the Quad Cities. But free baseball is free baseball. Stop by and check it out if you're in Iowa City and can get to Duane Banks Field. The River Bandits, affiliated with the Houston Astros, best team so far in the Midwest League's Western Division, and the Lansing Lugnuts, no Vlad Jr. or Dante Bichette's son. They were Lugnuts a couple years ago, but Lansing is affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays.
So I'm going to stop by Banks Field tonight and watch a little of the game.
Go meet Alex Kuhn for free.
I just thought of this. This will be the second time that I will have witnessed the Quad Cities River Bandits playing a home game away from Modern Woodman Park.
When was the last time?
They played,
you saw down in St. Louis, right?
At Busch Stadium when Carlos Martinez was starting. They played the Kane County Cougars when they were affiliated with the Royals.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That was.
That was pre-Cubs affiliation, I think.
I want to say that was 2010, 2009.
It sounds about right.
Carlos Martinez was just he was a baby at the time.
He was, and I remember he got promoted right before I got to see him. I was supposed to catch his next start against the Colonels, and I think he got promoted to Palm Beach. I brought Kyle back into the studio, not because I'm avoiding talking about how much the Cleveland Indians are dead in the water at this point in the American League Central standings, even though they're only two games behind the Minnesota Twins, which is what we were going to get to here. But Kyle, I mentioned meeting Alex tonight. If you stop by Duane Banks Field, how did the beer pouring go?
Celebrity beer pouring.
It was marvelous. It was such a nice night on Friday. And honestly, it's the first time I've done it this season. I don't know how often I'll do it this season, but it could not have been a nicer night.
How many people did you meet who said they hate the show? 70-70 show up?
Nope. 70-70 didn't show up. And if you can believe it, not a single listener had the gall to walk up to me and tell me he hated us.
What about, did anybody want to talk Game of Thrones?
No,
yes, Kyle did invite people to stop by and chat Game of Thrones.
Did not get a lot of bites on the Thrones. I actually got kicked away from, I was telling too many people that didn't care.
And you got two very specific camps there. Is next week the finale, or are there two shows left?
Two more.
What gratuitous product placement are they going to accidentally slip in next week's show?
I don't know, and honestly, I don't know how that happened. There are so many sets of eyes on a set like that. You throw the cameras on. There are so many sets of eyes looking at everything that's up there, and they're, you know, it's right next to a couple people. I just cannot believe that nobody saw that. And then even in post-production, it wouldn't be that hard to edit out.
I was just going to say, I feel like it would be, they have the technology to easily get rid of that,
yeah,
even if it's in the shot.
Were this a less popular TV show, I would think that maybe this was planted as a way to get people talking. Everybody's
exactly
already talking about Game of Thrones.
Conspiracy theory.
I can't even imagine.
How much did Starbucks pay him?
Well,
interesting.
Conspiracy theory. How much money is this worth for Starbucks? How much money?
Because
everybody's talking. I just said Starbucks, four times.
Is it a spoiler alert if I ask you about Ghost?
Not really.
Did Ghost deserve better?
Yeah, and
okay.
That's basically, there is no spoiler to be had.
This doubles as, remember we were joking about bringing Kyle in and trying to do a spoiler-free Game of Thrones update every week. Ghost.
You actually,
I don't watch the show, and here I am dropping references.
I've got to say, the references you choose to touch on are often very they're niche. They're not the easy ones. Like Ghost, that's a little bit more of a niche Game of Thrones fan observation, is that he had no screen time, and they basically just kicked him off the show.
He's there for Jon Snow at every turn.
He's supposed to be.
Doesn't even get a belly rub. Son of a gun. 546, the Indians are in second place in the AL Central. It's their own fault, and nobody's going to stop the Twins this year. That was going to be the segment, and then we ran long talking phenoms and flashes in the pan, and the next thing you know, 3530 is with us on the text line, and it's 530, and holy cow, we got to get caught up, which means one thing. When we return, we're going to play, for the first time today on this show, second time today here at KGYM, Race to Win. We do this every year. We have 30 spots on our virtual game board, 15 fantastic prizes, including the grand prize, 6 general admission passes to the Indy 500. We've got a watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. This is a citizen men's watch worth $525. That's a heck of a booby prize right there, if you ask me. 2 free admissions to the fantastic escape room in Cedar Rapids by Lindale Mall and Lisbon. We've got a 3-speed cordless drill from Acme Tools. That's a $225 value, and a $50 gift card to Analog Vault in Nubo among our 15 prizes. And we need caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. When we come back, caller number 6 is going to have an opportunity to play and hopefully win. Granted, it's going to be blind. Race to Win. Squares number 7 and 20 have already been unveiled, and they were not a match. That's not really helping whoever caller number 6 is, but we'll have to go to the video and check to make sure. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our contestant is for Race to Win when we return after this.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
For every step of achievement,
Christopher Michael Jones.
For every joy-filled laugh, for every dream becoming reality.
Welcome to retirement, honey.
For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust is here. We'll come alongside you for all life's milestones. Because, after all, you're our neighbor. We're more than just a financial institution, and we take our relationship with you seriously. That's why Two Rivers Bank is working on new products and services now that will make your life easier in the future. So, whether you're planning for college, starting a family, or recent empty nesters, Two Rivers Bank will be thinking about your needs before you even know you have them. For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust.
My neighborhood,
my bank.
Find out more at tworiversbank.com. Always gonna be the best day ever. Member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Stop number two on this three-city AL East trip. Twins and the Blue Jays open up a three-game series on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Martin Perez has been great for the Twins. He'll go in game one. Marcus Stroman opposes for the Jays. And you're home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Race to win.
5:52, welcome back in the Todd Vollekamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and it is time to play Race to Win, the second time today, first time on this program, an opportunity to take home one of 15 fantastic prizes, including six tickets to the Indianapolis 500. Our contestant, Matt, in Iowa City. Matt, if you were listening earlier today on the gym class, squares number 7 and 20 were revealed, but they were not a match. You're free to choose any of the 30 numbers available on our virtual game board. And you know the rules. You match the prizes. You win. Your first number, please.
21.
Let's see what's 21.
General admission tickets to the 103rd Indianapolis 500.
Okay, Matt. Do not get too excited here, but there's the first of the two Indy 500 tickets, the grand prize, six passes to the Indy 500. Can you blindly find the match for the Indy 500 tickets?
I'll take 15.
Number 15.
A $50 gift card to Milex Complete Auto Care.
That is unfortunate news for you, Matt. We appreciate you listening and playing in. And for those of you at home who are keeping tabs, and we have found out over the course of a number of years of doing this particular contest that that is many of you. Number 21, spot number 21 has been revealed to be one of the two Indianapolis 500 tickets. Again, a big thank you to all of our fine sponsors and friends for participating in this year's edition of Race to Win. The second spot revealed their number 15, the $50 gift card to Milex Complete Auto Care, located on Center Point Road here in Cedar Rapids. So you listen in, your next chance to play. This was the only time we were going to play today. So if you tune in to Scott Unash and Mark Dukes tomorrow at 3 o'clock, sometime between 3 and 4, they will give one lucky listener an opportunity to try to match up the Indianapolis 500 tickets. Got some Iowa State football recruiting news really quickly. The Cyclones getting a commitment from Arkansas grad transfer LaMichael Petaway. Petaway chose Iowa State over Auburn and led the Razorbacks with 30 catches for 499 yards and four touchdowns last season. So Matt Campbell getting a veteran plug-and-play receiver for the Cyclones. 5:55, quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for the 6 o'clock hour. Back after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Stop number two on this three-city AL East trip. Twins and the Blue Jays open up a three-game series on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Martin Perez has been great for the Twins. He'll go in game one. Marcus Stroman opposes for the Jays. And you're home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
5:57, welcome back in. Todd and Alex with you for the next hour. As we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight, we will join up with the Twins Radio Network on 107.5 FM. Some games in progress right now in Major League Baseball, though. The White Sox on top of the Indians 3-0. That game through 2.5. And the Yankees with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Actually, they moved to the top of the second inning. Alex, you'll never guess how the Yankees got that 2-run lead. I think you probably will.
Was it a Gary Sanchez bunt?
No.
Was it a Luke Voit home run?
Everybody in the building knows that Alex went to school with Luke Voit. I'm not sure how many people in the building actually know Luke was on the program with us, but they know you went to school with him. Anytime Luke Voit does anything, Alex's phone explodes.
Yes.
Everybody in the building is texting Alex updates, even though I bet you probably follow the Yankees updates on your phone. Right?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I just sort of looked them up. But I did tell his brother John, who I'm really close with, that we had a couple experts in a row saying that he was really, really struggling at the beginning of the season.
He's the football player?
Yes. He played at Army.
Army. Okay. The Service Academy.
And he found that humorous. It's like, wasn't he the AL player or player of the week? I think he was last week.
Yeah. Did the on-base streak ended, though,
right? It did. The on-base streak ended.
He got halfway, for those of you who do not know, he got halfway to Joe DiMaggio's Major League Baseball record of, I think it was 84 consecutive games of getting on base. Pretty impressive for somebody who is, quote-unquote, struggling. Cubs and Marlins kicking off a series at Wrigley Field tonight. Cole Hamels on the mound taking on Alcantara's the guy that came over from the...
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara.
Sandy Alcantara from the Cardinals in the Marcell Ozuna trade. Ozuna, fantastic, tagging Tyler Chatwood for a worthless home run in the ninth inning last night, padding my fantasy baseball stats. Go ahead, give up the cheap home runs when they don't matter. The 6 o'clock hour is on tap next. We talk with Isaiah Fullard of the Iowa Baseball Program after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Expect to be competitive. Secondly, transition defense, a major problem when you go against the Bucks. They're so good at getting up and down the floor and spacing the floor that also...
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte,
Here's Dari Noka.
I'll get to the NBA playoffs in a minute or two, but I've got to get this off my chest on this Monday. What's Eli Manning supposed to do? Typically, I don't feel too sorry for professional athletes. They sign up and get paid really well for the garbage they have to take from fans and, in many cases, the media. But since the Giants took Daniel Jones at number 6 in the draft, we've heard everything possible about Eli. That he's so mad they took a QB, that he's not doing his weekly radio appearance in New York, that he couldn't care less. We've heard that he's worried about the here and now and not Daniel Jones. Everybody's telling us how Eli feels, except Eli. But he doesn't have to tell us anything. But he does have to do one thing. Realize that he's been in the league 15 years. The Giants have had one winning season the last 6. And this is the last year of his contract. Those are the facts. The emotions, those are on him, whatever they might be. In 60 seconds, they're just toying with us.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Come on, they're just messing with us, right? Just toying a bit. I mean, they're not really going to let Houston tie this series tonight. I ask those questions very much tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time realizing that the way I'm saying it is insulting. It is designed to be insulting the Rockets, who host Game 4 against the Warriors at 9:30 Eastern. I mean, they aren't better than Golden State, yet they found a way to win Game 3 Saturday. And while I firmly feel the Rockets have zero shot of winning the series, I'm also remembering that the Warriors had to go 6 against the Clippers because there were 2 games Golden State just didn't look like the Golden State title teams of recent years. Remember the switch LeBron James likes to talk about or did when he played on playoff teams? That kind of switch, that's what the Warriors seem to believe they have, a switch. And I believe they probably do have one. And when they turn it on, nobody is close to being that good. So tonight, turn it on, or don't, and delay the inevitable at least one more game. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, and really kind of hoping the Warriors just put Houston out of its misery, I'm Dari Noka.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
A little bit after 6 o'clock, welcome back in third and final hour, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Mondays on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. You can check them out in person at their showrooms in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Randy'sFlooring.com is the website, as always, appreciative of their sponsorship of the program. Finishing up strong here in the 6 o'clock hour, and we'll start it off by chatting with one of the guys who came up big this weekend for Rick Heller and the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's Isaiah Fuller joining me on the program at the moment. And Isaiah, congratulations. We had Coach Heller on the program last week talking about what this UC Irvine series meant. And he said this was basically Iowa's NCAA regional this weekend. You guys needed to win the series, and you did that taking 2 or 3 from the Anteaters.
Yeah, we really came in trying to treat it like a regional. We knew that we were to take 2 or 3 to put ourselves in a place that we want to be going towards the end of the season coming up. And yeah, we took care of business, so it was really exciting.
You guys are inside the top 25 now, gearing up for your final home series of the Big Ten season this weekend against Michigan State. How do you guys, how do you feel the team is right now with about, 3 weeks left in the season?
Yep. I mean, I think we're in a great place. I mean, we've had some injuries, so it's been really tough, but we've had guys step up big time. I mean, we had injuries earlier in the season with our starting pitcher going out, Jack Dreyer, and Cam Hellman stepped up big time, and then Taylor Padgett went out, and we had certain guys, different guys rotate for the DH spot, and everyone's just done a great job. I think our chemistry right now is at a great place. I think we're really excited, you know, to try and finish the season strong and make it to where we want to be.
I know you guys lost Mitchell a couple weeks ago. How difficult has it been to move forward without him in the lineup, and what did he mean to the lineup when he was out there playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's been real tough. He's one of our captains, a team leader, brings a lot of energy, and he's done a really great job at the top of the lineup, and he's one of our best defenders. So, I mean, not having him has been tough, but he's been with us in the dugout in our practice, and, you know, he just always has a positive attitude, and he just wants whoever's going to take his spot to step up and just help the team win any way possible.
Iowa baseball player Isaiah Fullard with me on the program at the moment. You kind of felt like you were destined to be a Hawkeye, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For those that don't know, give us a little bit of your backstory. Your dad actually played for George Raveling, right?
Yep, he played basketball in 83 through 85, I believe.
And he was from Arizona and grew up in Missouri, is that right?
Yeah, he grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, and then he went to junior college in Arizona, and then he came to Iowa for his final 2 years.
And then just sort of settled down here, and here you are now following in his footsteps. I think your mom was involved at Iowa too, right?
Yeah, she did some athletic training at Iowa when she was here. And I grew up here my whole life, so it was kind of meant to be.
So some kids would want to go to school far away from home. You wound up at Kirkwood, and at Iowa, you haven't really left a 20-mile radius of Iowa City. You like that?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it allows my parents to come watch me play, and, you know, all my friends that I've had growing up, they can come watch, and I can still hang out with them and stuff. And, I mean, it really means a lot to me to be able to play in front of, like, my town that I grew up in and just kind of make people proud.
Take me back to Friday's game. You open up the series with a 6-3 win over UC Irvine, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Really locked in at the plate in that game.
Yeah. I mean, we came in with a really good scouting report. We knew their pitcher was one of the best in the country. I mean, he has great stuff as a draft guy. So we were really locked in at practice the day before and then right before the game in batting practice. And I was just seeing the ball really well. I mean, I just felt like there was really nothing that he could do to beat me in my at-bats. And, you know, I was just lucky enough to put some good swings on it that day.
Did you sort of, you said the scouting reports were really good. Did you just feel like you knew what was coming?
Yeah, I think we knew. We had a good idea of what pitches he wanted to throw on certain counts and how he wanted to attack our hitters. And, you know, we knew he had 2 different breaking balls. We knew he wanted to use his slider earlier in the counts and then bury his curveball when he's ahead in the count. So just having that in the back of your mind just really helped.
I would have given anything to know what that felt like when I played baseball. I never had any idea what was coming my way. Isaiah Fullard with us on the program, plays all over the infield for the Hawkeyes and has been a big part of the lineup this year for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes as they gear up for Michigan State coming to town this weekend. Final regular season Big Ten home series. Final appearance at Duane Banks Field, as a matter of fact, this weekend. I got to ask you, I'm sure folks read the Cedar Rapids Gazette story over the weekend. They're aware of your nickname, Meat Patty. Can we get a little bit of the background on that?
Yeah, so earlier in the fall, I got a haircut, and you know, it was kind of like a bald type haircut, and I came home, and my roommate, Lorenzo, Gonzo, but he said my head looked like a real meat patty. And then started calling me Meat Patty, and then the team loved it. And then I'm in Hawaii. I remember we were in a meeting during the game, and coach said, Patty, you need to come up here. And that kind of just is what it all just sunk in, like, okay, this is really going to stick.
Is that the best nickname on the team, or is there one that we're not aware of?
I think Aquaman is the best. I think everyone likes Mud the best.
You played with Connor McCaffrey at Iowa City West High, now playing with him on the baseball program. What's that been like? What's he like as a teammate?
It's been great. I mean, he's one of my best friends growing up. I played baseball and basketball with him since I was in eighth grade. Always been throwing partners, and, you know, after my senior year of high school, we played our final game. It was kind of tough because I didn't really think I'd be able to play with him again because I was going to Kirkwood at the time. And then I just remember when I committed, he was the first person I told. He was always super excited for me, and it's been great to play with him again. I mean, obviously, he wasn't with us for one season because he's playing basketball, and I was. But when he joined us, I mean, it was like nothing changed. I mean, the chemistry is there, and now I've been really excited to watch. I was really excited to watch him play basketball this year, and it's just been even more special to play baseball with him again.
Can you even imagine how difficult that must be to try to play two sports at that high of a level?
No, I can't. I mean, I know how busy he is. I mean, it's tough for him. He's got schoolwork, basketball practices, baseball, especially him being a position player. He has to stay on top of getting live APs and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but I mean, he's just such a hard worker. If anyone can do it, it's him.
Isaiah, we've talked with Rick a lot on the program before, and I think Hawkeye fans understand what they have in him, but what's it like to play for Coach Heller?
It's great. I mean, he's really turned this program around. He gives you a different kind of confidence when you're hitting or in the field. I mean, coming in, I wasn't the best fielder, but, I mean, in the fall, we worked really hard, and he gave me the confidence, and I'm a lot more comfortable defensively than I've ever been in my life. So, I mean, he really just brings a different type of energy to the game, and, I mean, he's just a great coach.
Iowa baseball player Isaiah Fullard with us. We appreciate you taking the time. Before we let you go, I see on your bio that you're a sports and recreation management major. What are you looking to do after baseball, after graduation?
I'm not really sure yet. I mean, I've thought about it a little bit, but I mean, I really want to play baseball as long as possible. So, if I'm not lucky enough to do that, then I think there's a couple things that I've looked into, especially some of the classes I've taken has really kind of given me a better idea of what I want to do. But as far as right now, I'm kind of just focused on trying to prolong my baseball career as long as possible.
Well, I would say you've got a pretty good shot at that, Isaiah. We thank you for joining us on the program, and hopefully there will be a lot of folks in the stands on Friday for the Michigan State opener.
Yep, thank you.
Isaiah Fullard with us, and a terrific start to that series, going basically perfect on Friday night. Two home runs, three runs driven in, and an integral part of the lineup for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes. As we mentioned, back in the top 25, number 24 today. At D1Baseball.com, the RPI got a major boost with that series win. They've won, what, six or seven series in a row now, I think, and really have played themselves off the bubble. Not to say that there's any sense of comfort or ease that they're going to let off the gas, but Michigan State coming to town, and that's your final opportunity to see Iowa in person at Duane Banks Field. They go to Western Illinois next weekend for a midweek game, and then their final regular season Big Ten series is on the road at Maryland before the Hawkeyes will head to Omaha for the Big Ten tournament and presumably into the regionals. Fingers crossed. 319-366-1600 as the Monday edition of the program continues on. Again, a big thank you to Randy's Flooring, our sponsor. You can head over to randysflooring.com or our website, kgymradio.com, to learn about how Randy's has partnered with the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital in Iowa City. We're going to take a quick time out. Kyle's going to rejoin us on the other side of this break. We'll have another Alexander Lumber Big Board update for you. Back with more after this.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin & Stocker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that Mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel extra special? A fresh spring pedi? A full body massage? Or maybe a spa facial? Can't decide? Let the team at Elevate help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station on Edgewood Road Southwest, or Northtown Market on Blairs Ferry Road Northeast.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The Bucks storm into Boston and take the 2-1 series lead over the Celtics. How will the Seas respond?
Coverage starts tonight at 7 o'clock here on The Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
How will the Seas respond? That's a great question.
I hope the Milwaukee Bucks miss some shots, or they're not going to.
Can I be honest?
Please be honest.
We're going to have a moment of honesty here. I can't say honesty hour because WNML would get very upset at me. He did not like it when other people appropriated his culture and that term.
Should have just added me.
There's a lot of that going around. It's an epidemic recently. I grew up a Celtics fan. I still sort of identify as a Celtics fan. I'm kind of pulling for the Bucks. I find the Milwaukee Bucks and their fans to be worth rooting for. And since I really don't have a strong allegiance to an NBA franchise, not unless there's a time machine and I can go back and watch Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish anytime soon, Dennis Johnson, can't forget about DJ, I sort of am indifferent to the Celtics here in this series, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they've fallen behind 2 games. They stole home court, and then they punted it right back to the Bucks. This is a once-storied franchise who has sort of wandered the desert here for a couple decades, and they've got a dynamic face of the franchise in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes. Have you? I don't.
I'm rooting for the Bucks.
Have you heard Giannis speak or followed any of his goings on social media? He is an unbelievable person to go along with being a superstar. He is so easy to root for. You talk about the fan base and being a pleasant fan base. That guy is just a great dude who is also really, really good at basketball.
Sports in general needs more of that.
I agree. 100%.
I don't know whether there's any way to rectify that lack of decent human beings in professional sports, because I think there's just a lot working against that type of person in this day and age. And I don't want to get into an argument about helicopter parents and the way that the kids are brought up to feel entitled in this day and age, because I don't want to come off as an old man yelling at a cloud. I think we get enough of that around here with me on various other topics. But I is it wrong that I am bailing on my childhood allegiance and hopping on the bandwagon of their playoff opponent? 319-366-1600. This has nothing to do with trying to curry favor with Milwaukee Bucks fans in Cedar Rapids, because I think I know two. And I don't know.
I've only met one.
Tyler Chumland, our former producer here, was a Bucks fan, although I don't know how seriously he was about that. And then my pal Michael, who's a Wisconsin native, and outside of that, I don't know anybody else who even is cognizant that the Bucks exist. So I'm not doing this as some sort of cheap ploy to gain listeners or to keep any amount of listeners happy, but I feel compelled by Milwaukee and the star player. I think it would be good for the NBA.
Giannis is, I'll compare it across sports, he's the Mike Trout of the NBA. Now, I know that
they're boring and unmarketable. I'm kidding.
Just an all around quality guy. He's not going to be the most flashy as far as off the field. You're not going to see him doing a bunch of commercials. You're not going to see him in the news all that often. But just seems like a really, really good guy. And from everyone that I know that it follows the team and has ever met him, they say exactly the same thing.
366-1600, the NBA and NHL Stanley Cup postseasons underway. Brad Botkin of CBSSports.com will be with us on the program tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour to give us a rundown of the NBA playoffs as they stand. We mentioned the St. Louis Blues, though, gearing up tomorrow night for a pivotal Game 7 against the Dallas Stars.
I was very skeptical after Game 5 on Friday night, where the Blues looked about as listless as they had in a couple of months, whether or not they would get to a Game 7. They once again looked outclassed by the Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars' top-end talent, the speed, the tenacity, just the desperation they were playing with was making it very difficult on the Blues. And then all of a sudden yesterday, with their backs against the wall, they played their best game of the playoffs and beat the Stars in their own building. Now they have to come home. They need to bring that same intensity. But there are a few better phrases. There are a few better words in the NHL than Game 7. Game 7 in playoff series. The NHL playoffs are crazy enough, but Game 7s are unbelievable. And you brought up Ben Bishop. They say he's going to play. It wouldn't surprise me. In fact, I bet he probably broke his collarbone on that heavy shot from Colton Parayko hitting him on the upper left side of his sternum. But he's going to play, regardless of whether he has an upper body injury or not.
I don't know if there's any better way to introduce somebody who's unfamiliar with a sport than it would be to take somebody and show them Game 7 of a Stanley Cup playoff series. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Stanley Cup final, just Game 7 of a playoff series in hockey. I guarantee you, even if you are not even a casual observer, you will get pulled in.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. And I found myself watching the other night, I think it was Game 5, would have been Friday or Saturday night.
Of the Blues Stars.
Yes,
I was on Friday night.
Friday night, I got back from the Colonels game and got my son in bed, and there was no Cubs game to watch. And I thought, what the heck am I going to watch tonight? And I just sat down and I dove in. I was, by the way, for the record, I know what you're thinking. I was not watching rooting against the Blues.
It's okay.
I just, hey, I gotta know what my co-host is up to. I want to follow along here. And that's a really great, and plus, correct me if I'm wrong here, there seems to be some escalating tensions between those two teams. They don't really like one another.
See, that is true, but that's what the playoffs do as well. You play a team four games in a row like that, and you're punching each other in the face. You're knocking each other in the boards. You're hacking each other with your sticks. There is going to be some tension, and that it just builds over. Those teams don't like each other to begin with, but after five games, it feels like a series reaches a boiling point and something usually erupts.
That was Friday night. Saturday night, I found myself at the Colonels game ever so briefly. A friend of mine from out of town brought his family over, and we had sort of an impromptu evening until it was time for my son to head home and go to bed. And just as we were getting ready to leave, you go to minor league baseball games enough, you'll see something that you've never seen on any given night. I've always said this. There was a play involving the third out of the inning at first base, and I actually had my back turned because we were leaving. I was trying to figure out afterwards what was going on, but apparently there was a question as to whether or not the runner had ran outside of the 3-foot lane to first
right.
base. And the umpiring crew, remember, this is Class A baseball, and everybody's trying to get to the major leagues, but very few people are guaranteed of that, umpires included. I've never before in my life seen a professional baseball game stop so that an umpire could go back to the locker room and consult the rule book.
Wait. He picked up a rule. He brought out a rule
Luis Bolivar, who is the manager of the Dayton Dragons, at one point in time a Reds prospect. He never made the major leagues, but he came out and he raised an issue about a Dayton player being called out, I think, on the way to first base. And he wouldn't drop the issue. So the umpire got together with his partner, and they went. The home plate umpire, the field umpire, stayed put, but the home plate umpire went back up into the clubhouse and into the umpire's locker room to consult the rule book, and then came back out on the field. We'll have to ask Brian Dinkelman about this the next time that he's on the show with us. And it stopped play for about 10 minutes, and people were getting pretty restless on Saturday night, wondering what the heck was going on.
So was the manager who was upset correct? Did they
They did not change, but a friend of mine who's an umpire said and was at the game said that the Dayton manager was correct. But I thought for a second they were going to bring the team back out onto the field, and they were going to have to continue play looking for that final third out of the inning. But
they can't just make pocket rule books that you can slide in the back pocket of the
High school baseball games, and boy did I ever need it. I never consulted it on the field, but I always kept one on the inside of my pocket in my plate coat when it was cold. But you see something new every night at the ballpark, seemingly, especially at the lower levels of the minor leagues. We mentioned that the Colonels are on the road tonight, taking on the South Bend Cubs. You'll never guess who they're affiliated with. Victor Caratini in the lineup tonight for South Bend as he's making his way back to the major leagues, hopefully sometime soon with the Chicago Cubs, although they seem to be in good hands with Taylor Davis. That's a moment in
that
time.
That is unbelievable. I'm sorry.
It's one of those moments where you're a very minor role player on the team, but you will forever go down in history for one moment in that rivalry.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think back to what's known as the Ryan Sandberg game, in which Sandberg homers twice off of Bruce Sutter back in, I believe it was 1984. And the actual hero of that game was Dave Owen, who winds up coming through with the game-winning RBI in 1984. Everybody forgets Dave Owen's role in that. Everybody focuses on Ryan Sandberg. When the Cubs and the Cardinals get together, there are players who rise from obscurity and they have that one moment. And you know for the rest of his life, Taylor Davis is going to have a special place in the heart of some Cubs fans because he hit that grand slam, not against the Dodgers, not against the Diamondbacks or the Marlins. He did it against the Cardinals.
Do you almost think about if you're Taylor Davis, my career is not going to get any better. I've peaked.
He's
like, there's not going to be another moment like that. Because, yes, he's such a good guy, but my goodness, I was watching him. It was one of those moments where I'm just like, I can't believe that I just saw that.
I would be really tempted, if I were him, and I'm not, I would be tempted to say, you know what? It's been a good career.
Exactly.
I'm going to take off my cleats, kind of like John Kruk getting that final hit and pulling himself out of the game and saying, I call it a career right here. I would take off my cleats, put him at home plate, and head up the tunnel.
I was at a Top Golf over the weekend, and I was shanking everything to the right, and I was trying to fix my swing. Then finally, I hit a drive about 250 yards right down the middle, and I said, all right, guys, I'm done for the night. Can't get any better than that.
I'm walking it off on that. 319, you got to listen to Caddy Smack. I believe this is the Wednesday rotation for Caddy Smack here on the Gym Class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, joined by our friend Rick Swan from across the hall at Smart FM.
And Brian Haas, the golf pro at Blue Top Ridge. And it's interesting you bring that up because he was the one that actually told me some things to change in my swing. And I actually hit the ball a lot better at the driving range than I usually do.
There you go. That's a first-person testimonial for the power of Caddy Smack. Tune in 3 o'clock on Wednesday. That's Wednesday. Thursday, Alex and I are going to be back at Mulligan's Pub for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. $2 tall boys and half-price domestic bottles for happy hour. Well drinks as well from 3 until 6. And then 6 o'clock until close, it's half-price wings, boneless and bone-in. That's all coming up on Thursday. Plus, we've got, in addition to the $50 Hertin & Stocker Jewelers gift certificate that we'll give away that day, we'll have tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I just mentioned the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers gift certificate. We've still got the Monday gift certificate laying around. Let's give that away right now, Kyle. 319-366-1600. Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, wants to remind you that this weekend is Mother's Day. And what better way to say I love you, birth giver, than with $50 to Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. I don't suggest just re-gifting the gift certificate. I would go and pick something nice out for Mom before re-gifting and giving it to her. But that's just me. That's my approach. Maybe Mom would like to give her own, make her own selection. So yeah, just give her the gift certificate. However, 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is here shortly.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Every morning, the McDonald's kitchen is a symphony. A sizzling, toasty McMuffin symphony. Cue the eggs! While other grab-and-go breakfast sandwiches are kind of one note. It's time to wake up breakfast. Wake up your breakfast with a fresh cracked egg on every McMuffin sandwich every day at McDonald's.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
6:36, we welcome you back in a Monday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Randy's Flooring. You can find them in Cedar Rapids on the north side of town or in Coralville along the Coralville Strip. Stop in and tell them you heard about them right here on KGYM. Randy'sFlooring.com is the website. And not only do they have a large array of pet-friendly flooring options, but they've also partnered to donate some of their proceeds from various sales to the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital. Details on that partnership and more available at their website, randysflooring.com. And we appreciate the fact that they ride along with us every Monday for 3 hours here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle's going to give us a big board update here shortly, but things have spiraled out of control at Yankee Stadium for the Seattle Mariners, now trailing 7-0. Friend of the show, Luke Voit, with 3 RBI today, including
day,
two,
man.
Coming on a two-run home run. Felix Hernandez, who momentarily last week appeared to have found the fountain of youth. He had back-to-back very good outings. This is King Felix, one of the most dominant pitchers of the last decade in Major League Baseball. And boy, has he struggled not only today, but basically for the better part of the last year.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? What we're seeing with Adam Wainwright, where you'll see a good start here or there, but over the course of a year, it just is not going to be anywhere near the same production because the stuff is just sort of tapering away.
And the problem with both of these guys, Wainwright and with King Felix, is you feel as if they are sort of legends with the franchise.
Right.
So what do? You can't just step in and say, you know what, you've got your money, it's guaranteed, we're cutting you, you're released. Nobody wants to see, and I think you and I both agree, and especially as it pertains to Wainwright, maybe he could have ridden off into the sunset last year. He decided to come back on a very team-friendly deal. It's not like they broke the bank to sign him for an additional season, but at the same point, maybe you would have been better off going with one of your younger options. And the Cardinals, that organization just hemorrhages young pitching. There's a reason that Sandy Alcantara is pitching for the Marlins tonight against the Cubs and not for the Cardinals. They had expendable arms to give.
And one of them is going to be a free agent this offseason, and I'm not sure that they're going to have any issue letting Michael Wacha ride off into wherever he wants to ride off to.
Poor Michael Wacha.
I know.
Born in Iowa City.
Born in Iowa City.
Could have been a Hawkeye if Texas A&M didn't swoop in and give him a slightly larger chunk of scholarship money, or so the story goes. And I watched him a little bit and over the weekend. Flashes of vintage Michael Wacha and then flashes of, well, something else. My life is flashing before my eyes here because we're running long and we still have to get a big board update in. Kyle has rejoined us from the other side of the glass. Big board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented all week long by Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, the all-new showroom on South Gilbert. If you're looking to update the look of your home or change out your window coverings, Answers by Alexander. Check them out. They bring you, along with Alexander Lumber, this big board update.
The momentum
the momentum's been building for the Iowa baseball team for quite some time now, and it paid off in a pretty big way over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from UC Irvine, and now today appearing in D1 baseball's top 25 for the first time since 2015. It marked Iowa's 6th consecutive series victory dating back to March, and began with a 6-3 victory on Friday, powered by Isaiah Fillard going 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI. The Hawkeyes clinched it in a close game, 2-1-0. Grant Leonard sealed that one with his 12th save of the season. That's just one off of Iowa's single-season record, so it was a big resume-building weekend for the Hawkeyes and also moved them into third place in the Big Ten, and their 24th ranking is actually the highest in the conference. The Colonels were on the opposite trajectory, hosting Dayton over the weekend, dropping games 1 and 2 before taking game 3 yesterday 4-0. Gabriel Massiel, Chris Williams, and David Benuelos each had multi-hit games with an RBI, including a solo shot from Benuelos. They're on the road tonight, beginning a series in South Bend. The Iowa softball team officially knows its draw for the Big Ten tournament. The 12th-seeded Hawkeyes will face 5th-seeded Wisconsin on Thursday. We're going to dive right into a very busy night here on KGYM right after we get off the air. On the North Gym, we'll join the Twins and Blue Jays in progress. On the South and Main Gyms, we'll join the Bucks in leading the Bucks leading the Celtics 2-1. And then around 8:30 on all three frequencies, we'll bring you from Houston, the Rockets trying to even their series with the Warriors.
Brendan Scherer named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for the Iowa baseball program, taking 2 of 3. Against UC Irvine over the weekend, as Kyle mentioned, now in the top 25 at D1Baseball.com, seemingly off that RPI bubble when it comes to the field of 64. They'll take on Michigan State this weekend, although Dwayne Banks Field in use tonight as the Quad Cities River Bandits are calling Iowa City home for the next 3 days. Due to the flooding in Davenport, they're taking on the Lansing Lugnuts right now. Those games are free of charge, although they are asking for donations, goodwill donations, for flood relief in the QCA. Nate Stanley, according to his Instagram account, is headed to the Manning Passing Academy. This is something we were going to get to earlier today in the program, and then the couple of the topics just blew up. I was, quite frankly, I was surprised that as many people were interested in rehashing the Kentucky Derby as there were, since any time we talk about horse racing, we get a lot of blowback. Although maybe this sort of catastrophe that's never happened in 145 years of running this race at Churchill Downs was exactly what it took to get people to say, okay, this is at least semi-interesting to me. But people loved the horse racing discussion today. And Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com joined us in the 4 o'clock hour. If you missed it, you can get the podcast at KGYMRadio.com afterwards. Also, the Phenoms, Flashes in the Pan, and Flameouts. That was quite a discussion that our listeners participated in. I'm sure we didn't get to all of the submissions, but
Todd,
it's been a busy day.
Save some of these topics for like July or August.
I can't arbitrarily move the 21st anniversary of Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game.
We can't just package this Kentucky Derby discussion and then maybe bring it up in like a month, press pause on this discussion and put it in the freezer and reheat it.
I wish that's how this business worked. It's like, isn't it President's Day, Columbus Day, some days, some years when it falls on a weekend, it's usually observed on a Monday, something of that nature. We're observing the anniversary of Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game just in a random Wednesday in the middle of the summer when there's nothing to talk about. I wish it worked that way. 6:43, the Bears fans have been asking for the franchise to make a trade for a West Coast kicker, and the Bears have obliged. The problem is, it's not Robbie Gould who is coming to Chicago. The Bears have reportedly traded for, I'm going to get the name right here, Eddie Pinheiro from the Raiders. Wheeling and dealing, John Gruden.
How many kickers do they have on the 90-man roster going into training camp? Because I know that rookie mini camps just ended this past week.
They have Elliot Fry and Chris Blewett. So,
which is absolutely the worst name you could possibly have as a kicker.
Especially because the last kicker did blow it by double doinking a kickoff of the uprights, which cost you a chance to advance in the NFL postseason. But they have three kickers, none of them named Cody Parkey. at this point. What did the Bears give up? They traded a 7th-round pick in the 2021 draft for Eddie Pinheiro. And based on the conditions of the trade, he has to be on Chicago's active roster for 5 games. So maybe they didn't give up anything.
Yeah, if they cut him, they didn't give up anything.
Speaking of mock drafts, there was a very interesting one at CBS Sports earlier today. Another 2020 mock draft. And we had the author on the program with us. That guy.
CBS Sports?
Yes.
I keep forgetting all the draft guys that we have on the air.
Chris Trapasso.
Oh, Chris Trapasso.
And it's interesting here because when we had Chris with us, he was very high on Alaric Jackson and not so much Tristan Wirfs. And over the course of the last week, since his appearance with us,
he changed his mind already?
It's amazing how these...
I asked him specifically about this.
It's amazing how these mock drafts work, right?
Yes.
He has 2 Hawkeyes going back-to-back in his latest 2020 NFL mock draft.
Well, we know A.J. Epenesa is one of them.
But here's the kicker, and I posted this earlier on my Twitter account, at Todd Brommelkamp, trying to get Chris some clicks. He has Tristan Wirfs ahead of A.J. Epenesa in the latest mock draft, rocketing up the draft board after his appearance on this show. Not Tristan's, but Chris Trapasso, the author. Jacksonville taking Tristan Wirfs with the number 6 pick, and A.J. Epenesa going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 7. Fascinating there, because who drafted Anthony Nelson this past season? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They love the Outback Bowl connection. The Hawkeyes loved Raymond James Stadium, and Tampa Bay loves the Hawkeyes.
I literally asked him about Tristan Wirfs because he was ranked, I think, 43rd on his initial board.
Yes. Well, he's rocketed it all the way up to the number 7 overall pick. One behind.
He's not flying under the radar anymore.
Justin Herbert of Oregon, projected to go to the Cincinnati Bengals with the number 6 pick. For those of you who are curious about 2020 NFL mock drafts, please seek professional help. Tua Tagovailoa is the odds-on favorite to be the number 1 overall pick, the Miami Dolphins, putting Josh Rosen once again into a corner. Andrew Thomas of Georgia, Jerry Jeudy of Alabama, Chase Young at Ohio State, and Herbert, the mock top 5. And go ahead and mock drafts at this point. It's way too early. But I think we all agree on A.J. Epenesa being a first-round and possibly top 10 draft talent. 319-366-1600. Final break of the night. When we come back, we will let you know what's in store for a big Tuesday edition of the program. Back with more after this.
For every step of achievement,
Christopher Michael Jones.
For every joy-filled laugh, for every dream becoming reality.
Welcome to retirement, honey.
For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust is here. We'll come alongside you for all life's milestones. Because, after all, you're our neighbor. We're more than just a financial institution, and we take our relationship with you seriously. That's why Two Rivers Bank is working on new products and services now that will make your life easier in the future. So, whether you're planning for college, starting a family, or recent empty nesters, Two Rivers Bank will be thinking about your needs before you even know you have them. For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust.
My neighborhood,
my bank.
Find out more at tworiversbank.com. Member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Stop number two on this three-city AL East trip. Twins and the Blue Jays open up a three-game series on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Martin Perez has been great for the Twins. He'll go in game one. Marcus Stroman opposes for the Jays. And you're home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
6:51, and fulfilling our obligation as an ESPN affiliate to mention the name Tiger Woods at least once a month. Now that the Masters is in the rearview mirror, Tiger Woods in Washington, D.C. earlier today, presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by the president. So Tiger's got that going for him.
We mentioned him twice today.
That and another green jacket. We did mention him twice today, partly the career killer that he was in the Phenoms, Flameouts, and what is it? Flameouts was third. Phenoms, Flashes in the pan, and Flameouts. Tiger killed careers right and left, including Adam Scott's. 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, a big thank you to everybody who participated in the program along with us today. And a big thank you to Isaiah Fillard, who joined us in the 6 o'clock hour earlier tonight, and Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com, giving us the insight straight from Louisville, Kentucky and the Churchill Downs as to the disqualification in the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. Coming up on a Tuesday edition of the program, we'll have at least one, if not two, chances for our listeners to play and hopefully be victorious during Race to Win. Your next chance to play Race to Win, however, comes tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery. We have been presented by the good folks at Randy's Flooring. Again, you can check them out on Collins Road in Cedar Rapids or on the Coralville Strip in Coralville. Randy's Flooring has been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. Stop in and find out just why that is. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we talk NBA postseason with Brad Botkin of CBS Sports, and it's that time of the month. Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com stops by for his biweekly MLB chat with us. It's all on the program tomorrow. Tune in or listen to the podcast at KGYMRadio.com.